Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with Globalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Welcome in, Joanne.
Hey, everybody. Hello, Freedomizers. Hi, Proof. How you doing tonight?
I missed being on here yesterday. I was here, but Blog Talk Radio was not.
Yeah, I checked in with you. JoJo and I were going to come on and hang out with you for a little while and talk about everything that was going on yesterday and, of course, today, so we got plenty to talk about. But, yeah, we looked for you. She's going to be calling in tonight, she says, the 318 number, so just to be
aware. Yeah, I was really upset because I had a lot to talk about yesterday and being silent.
I know. Yeah, we both checked on you because we were going to jack you. We had so much to talk about. Got a headache tonight. Proof, there's all kinds of stuff going on out there in the world. And Joda's got a lot of information that she can see from her house, too. Like, she lives near Barksdale. So there's some movement of aircraft and stuff over there.
I want to get into something else because I know that most of what we're going to talk about is World War III. So,
I got a few other things, too.
So the Hunter Biden gun charge was dismissed today.
Yeah, how convenient. They said that they discharged it because he had already entered into an agreement for a diversion. And then they ended up, that deal fell through. So they were acting as if it was still in place. So the judge just said, well, I'll just keep acting it and just dropped it. I don't know about that. Just because that must be inconvenient.
So if one judge says that we're not
Trump,
dropping
right?
this, another judge can come in and say, yes, we are?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
much
what happened.
I didn't know that's how it works.
Well, they said that they were operating on the presumption that there was a deal in place. But they know that there was no deal in place because that deal had fallen through. So, you know, that plea deal was scuttled. Remember? That's what the lawyer was saying that day. Was, well, wait a minute, you know, there was a diversion and, you know, we're just keeping the terms of the diversion instead of, you know, dropping the, having to check in and all that stuff. So now they just dropped the charges. So he's off free and clear. He doesn't have any type of restrictions, nothing. So I guess you can do crack and buy guns if you're a Biden. I wouldn't try it if you were anybody else, but.
Yeah, if you're a Democrat, you're fine.
Yeah. And then your girlfriend can throw the gun into a dumpster near a school. And you could drop off all your evidence at a repair shop for computers. Then never pick it up and then get mad.
Rudy Giuliani, which is hilarious.
Yeah, for looking at it. Well, he didn't look at it when it was Hunter's. And the guy who ended up with possession of it, legal possession of it, showed it to Rudy Giuliani. He couldn't get the FBI to look at it. He couldn't get anybody to look at it. So he gave it to his lawyer who got it to Giuliani. And Julie says, oh, there might be something here. Let's have a look. But remember I told you that, Hannity had said that somebody was shopping that around. I think he said McCain was shopping it around, and he didn't want to go near it.
Right.
Well, I find that very hard, too. For a news
person.
Well, why
is McCain shopping it around? He was friends with Brandon.
Right. I don't know.
That's a legitimate
question.
That's
a good answer. That's a very good question. But other people were shopping it around, too. But McCain was one of them. McCain was one of the first to receive it.
Why was he one of the first ones? That's what does not make sense to me.
I don't know. Maybe that's who the lawyer knew. But McGregor's lawyer was the one trying to get attention for it originally. I don't know. Anyhow, Hunter Biden's off the hook, so now they can just focus all their legal time and energy on Trump again.
Yeah, that's true. So
yeah, that's just
I also
getting,
wanted
that's
to get your opinion before JoJo calls in. I see JoJo's there, but I want to ask you first about your thoughts on Robert F. Kennedy running as an independent.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. He's going to shake up some political, I don't know, entrenched political dinosaurs. You know, they told him he could run as a Democrat, and then they told him, yeah, you can run all you want, but you're not going to win the nomination. So while he was just a fundraiser. So he decided to take himself serious and make a run for it as an independent. I wish more people would do that. However, I'm not going to vote for him because I am a Trump supporter. I'm voting for Trump. That's just the way it is. But I got a lot of respect for RFK. He's got guts. You know, there's a lot of things that he's saying that are going against the grain of the political class. But there's a lot of things that he says that goes along with it, too. You know, he's a climate guy, and he's, you know,
yeah, just
very
remember,
liberal.
He's still a Democrat. It's just that he's a Democrat, not a radical Marxist.
Right, he's not a radical Marxist, but he's still quite liberal, quite liberal on a lot of things. And, there's a, you know, like the guns and things like that, I don't really go along with what he's got. The climate and the guns is my biggest problem with him. But as far as his honesty and integrity, yeah, he seems to be holding his own.
I was tempted, actually. If he would have remained as a Democrat, I would have switched parties for the day and voted for Robert F. Kennedy over Brandon just to see what would happen.
Yeah. I think that's probably why they weren't too upset when he went independent, because he knew people were going to do that. If they put him on the same ticket with Biden, what if Biden lost? So they didn't even want him on the ticket. They don't want a primary with him in it because he could have won. And then what? They're going to try to solve their Kamala and Joe problem by running Newsom and Michelle. They're running out
yeah.
of time. But, you know, they're really highlighting Michelle and they're really highlighting Newsom. So I know they're going to pair them up on a ticket. One of them's going to run and the other one's going to pick the first one. And that's just the way it's going to be, because they don't want Kamala and they don't want Joe Biden and they sure as hell don't want RFK Jr. He knows too much and he's too curious and he's too smart. That babbling idiot Biden, you got the whole Obama regime here running the show. You got everybody from Valerie Jarrett to Ben Rhodes to Jake Sullivan, all of them. They're all back in the same seats. You know, even Jen Psaki's part of it. Susan Rice, they're all running around in the background here. John Kerry.
And
yeah,
if they ran Big Mike, then they don't have to shuffle any chairs at all.
Right. Nothing. Yep, they just keep the band together. It'll be Obama's fourth term.
And then all they have to do, if something goes wrong, they could blame it on Brandon.
That's right. And he doesn't know, but what does Biden know? Biden was trying to give a speech today. He sounded like a babbling idiot. And you can always tell when he's lost his place. He says, anyway.
Right.
He's reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't focus.
He was comparing the loss of Beau Biden, his son, to what happened in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, we got to talk about this Gaza Strip because I'm absolutely disgusted. I don't want to hear anybody's mouth saying anything about anti-Muslim. It's not about the religion. It's about the behavior. You go parachuting.
No, I'm not pro-Palestine or pro-Israel. I'm pro-no war. Whatever side is no
Israel
war, that's the side I'm on.
Israel was minding its business. There was no war over there. And
exactly.
Then Hamas decides to lob rockets.
But then you
and
got the fake news. You have fake news out there trying to say that Syrians are training, and it's a gun range in Kentucky that they took stock footage of.
Yeah, you see CNN was trying to hype it up too, turn up the volume on the explosions and duck down and pretend that you're under attack. They weren't under attack. They were busted stone cold. But still, you're going to tell me that the Mossad, the IDF, the British MI6, the FBI, the CIA, nobody knew this was about to happen. They all knew. They let it happen. They all knew. And Joe Biden's holding secret nuke talks behind everybody's back with Iran. So he hasn't mentioned the word Iran. He hasn't frozen up that $6 billion again. You know, if you know you're going to get $6 billion, you don't mind spending money on other things because you can replace it when you get the $6 billion. All right, say you wanted to provide electricity for somebody and it's going to cost you $1 billion. Well, you can spend that on trouble now, on terror attacks, because you're going to have another $1 billion to replace it with soon. Sorry about my dog there.
Oh, I got two of them. It's okay.
Anyhow, that's just, you know, they knew about it. They let it happen. Somebody let it happen.
Well,
they don't want to upset Iran, and I don't know what the problem is.
My professional journalism opinion, and this is my opinion only, is that I think that Barry Satoro signed off on funding this.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they don't have a care in the world that Israel got bombed.
No, that's why they gave them the $6 billion. Iran
right.
tells them, if we get any money, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. They're the little Satan. They call us the big Satan. So they don't like us any better. But they're more than happy to take our money. And now Biden's trying to tie money for Ukraine in with help for Israel. So we got to give Ukraine more money. He wants to give them $100 billion this time, not just 10 here, 10 there. He wants a one and done for them because people are losing interest in giving them money. So he's just going to shoot the whole wad and just give them $100 billion and wish them luck, I guess. But he's tying it to the military funding and to the help for Israel. You know, this is a whole setup coming together because Iran is the big prize. You know that they are funding this. And the Palestinian people, they're no better off either. I mean, they have to live under the iron fist of Hamas. Palestine is a welfare state. They have no domestic product. They have no farmland. They have no oil. They have nothing. They just got a piece of dirt. So they get money from all over the world. But those people never see a dollar of it. They're all living in squalor over there. But, of course, the big shots, just like over here, they're corrupt. They're not over there in the Gaza Strip right now. They're in beautiful five-star luxury hotels in Qatar.
Right.
Watching it all go down.
So what is it about this Gaza Strip that everybody hates so much?
Gaza Strip is 5 miles wide. Israel had at one point won it in the war, I think 67, but they gave it back to them. Remember that in the Golan Heights? They had won territory in war, but they gave it back through agreements. And the Jordanians didn't want the Palestinians. They said they were reprobates. The Egyptians said no way in hell, and they built a wall. They don't want them. The Arabs said, nope, we're not taking them. So they got a little cutout there, a little five-mile cutout, and that's Palestine. And Israel, you know, tried to get along with them. They send them concrete. They send them building supplies. They send them money. They send them food. They have people coming and going all day through the gate. But Hamas is not happy with that. Hamas hates Israel. So you send paragliders into an area where they're having a concert. You kill a whole bunch of unarmed people just enjoying a music festival, break into people's houses, rape and murder women and children, and then find 40 babies that are beheaded. And I'm supposed to have what? Pity for these people, for their plight, for their mission, whatever it is that they want. Yeah, you got my attention now, but it's not positive attention. You'll be getting no love from me. And I feel bad for the Palestinian people. The Israelis are sending them, dropping leaflets and sending them text messages and blaring over the loudspeakers, evacuate, we're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hamas is saying, no, don't evacuate. And they're stockpiling weapons in schools and mosques and churches and making the people all stay in their homes and stay in these churches and schools. And I'm sure that they took all their hostages and placed them around their best weapon supplies, hoping that Israel wouldn't bomb hostages. But that's how they operate. So they're not going to get any love from me. And like I said, the Israelis, I don't really think much of them. You know, I don't think about them at all. They were there minding their business. They weren't doing anything wrong. They were just living their lives. They weren't attacking anybody. So I'm sorry, but that's what I saw. And then you tell me that they're murdering babies. Some woman, they busted into her safe room. She had a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old little girl. They raped her and beat her and broke her all up in little pieces and killed her and then took off with the two babies, the two little girls. What are they doing with those girls? A 3-year-old and a 5-year-old little girl. They took a 12-year-old boy. They took other unarmed people that managed to survive.
So here's my question, Joanne. Because a few things that were leaked out, they've already been proven to be false. And I'm not saying that anything that you said today is false, but these people in the fake news are so untrustworthy that I don't know what is real and what is not.
That's a very good point, Proof. I'm trying not to go on the word of people like the media. You know, I'm looking at footage from people's cell phones who are over there. Yeah, there's two of the people that I communicate with on Facebook are stuck there right now. And they keep sending updates. And please pray for them. You know, they've had to go in and out of safe rooms and bunkers, and then they were moved to a hotel, but then they had to be moved out of a hotel, and now they have moved them into a bunker. All the airlines have stopped flying. They can't get out of there. Biden said he'll send a plane, but he wants a promissory note saying that they'll pay him when they get the money. Just send the freaking plane. So, you know, he didn't save soldiers in Afghanistan. Why would he save civilians in Israel? He doesn't like Israel. He can't even complete his sentence. If he has so much support in his heart for Israel, he could at least finish the sentence.
Yeah, but Barry Satoro probably didn't write him his sentences, so he can't think on his own.
The guy's looking at a monitor, at a teleprompter.
Yeah. And he
it tells him the words.
That.
It highlights things. It tells him when to stop speaking. It tells him how to fluctuate his voice. You know, insert a whisper here and get a little loud over here. It even tells him how to say it. And it's not like it's whole paragraphs he has to read. It's a sentence at a time. I've seen how they do these teleprompters. And it's just like a reader board.
Joanne, while you're talking, I'm going to let JoJo come in here because I know she's
been waiting. Yeah, please let her in.
So go ahead and finish your point, and then JoJo can jump in.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The teleprompter is like a reader board. So it shouldn't be difficult to follow along. You know, remember the bouncing ball? And it used to show a couple words at a time.
Yes.
Or if you have, if you're listening to a music video on YouTube and then they put in the lyrics, they show them on the board. It's like that,
yes.
Like karaoke.
Closed captioning.
Yeah, the closed captioning, but it's like karaoke, how they do it. You know, when they tell you where you are and where you stopped, they highlight all that. Yeah, it's just like karaoke. It's actually what he's doing is karaoke, only he's speaking instead of singing. So, hello, JoJo. Welcome in.
Hello, Joanne. Yeah, there's a lot of... I've kind of gotten some intel going on today, and... It's kind of strange. Got some yesterday and today, but I want to encourage everybody.
Joanne, you're lucky.
Over.
You get a hello. I don't. I just get totally run over.
I'm sorry, Proof. I'm so sorry.
I'm here. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No. I've been listening to you from the get-go. I'm very sorry. I just was trying to concentrate on
where
I was going to go first.
Thank you.
I'll send you an apology card. Just, you know, text me.
I'll send you love notes later. Anyhow.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for letting me on the show, Proof.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you.
No, thank you.
What kind of intel you got? What's going on?
Well, I want to encourage everybody when this show's over to go look up Dan Bongino, and it's the clip from, I think, yesterday or this morning, and it's the clip that says "Keep your head on a swivel." So you know,
I might have downloaded that yesterday. I'll look.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got some serious connections, so you know, he don't play. Boy, and he is so mad. But anyway, he's basically saying that, and I can't remember if it was him. I've heard from three different sources that something's going to happen on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, they're calling for a day of Muslim rage. Hamas is calling for it, and now you got a whole bunch of these radical Islamic groups.
Yeah, they're saying stay out of big cities if you can, and, you know, keep your head on a swivel.
God only knows how many of them Biden has let in. They have confirmed 10 million people have gotten across that border that they know of since Biden took office. And then thinking there's at least another 1.5 million gotaways.
Well, let me tell you also what I heard.
They're already here.
So I talked to a friend of mine who has a friend that's an Uber driver in Utah, and the Uber driver picked up an OTM, other than Mexican, illegal, and he started just conversation and talking to him, and he was told that they get paid $2,200 a month by the UN, and they're given a cell phone, and at whatever time that they're supposed to do their dirty deed here in the U.S., they'll get a phone call. And given with instructions on whatever they're supposed to do. So that's pretty, and that, you know, that wasn't some internet fake news kind of crap. That's from a friend of a friend. And then
another thing that we spoke about, you and I, was how they're being assigned to the cities.
Yeah, New York and California was questioned, I think, yes. All these days are running together. Somebody on the border was stopping them and asking them, where are you headed? And they all said New York or California. But our friend Sylvia, the pilot, was in Alexandria, Louisiana 2 days ago. I think it was whatever. And she was photographing white buses and three government contract airplanes that were loading and unloading illegals. And she tracked where they, when they took off, she tracked them on the flight tracker. And one was going to Denver, and one plane was going to Columbia, South Carolina. And that was yesterday.
Yeah, so they're, you know, some of them are ending up in Texas, but for the most part, they're being assigned where they're going. You know, like Texas sent 1,300 migrants to New York. Okay, 1,300, that's a sizable number. But there's 200,000 of them. So where did the rest of them come from? They are strategically being placed throughout the country, is the point.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're being placed in blue cities, from what I've heard. I mean, they could be going to red cities, but I think mostly they're going to blue cities. But we don't, you know, we don't really know that.
Well, that would make sense to send them to the blue cities, because they would be less likely to cause a commotion to get them out of there, except, of course, if you send them to Martha's Vineyard, then the whole island showed up to get them out of there.
Yeah.
But.
And the other little disturbing intel I got yesterday was from someone that I actually know, was told by his two financial advisors, make sure he pulled cash out of the bank, and because they were suspecting the banks would go dark for 2 weeks. Now, I do not know where that's coming from. I mean, you know, there's so much other news going on, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think this.
My friend has money at Bank of America, and he wants to put a new addition onto his house, and he needed $130,000. So he went to the bank, and he was actually only, he was talking to the bank teller, and he was telling him, you know, he needs $130,000, but the guy wants a third of it up front, and he wants that in cash, and he's getting a receipt and all that. But the bank said, well, we can only give you up to $100,000. He said, what do you mean? What if I write a check? And they said, no, we're only guaranteeing up to $100,000. He said, I got a lot of money in this bank. I only need $130,000 of it total. And they said, well, sorry, you're going to have to see the manager because they're only guaranteeing him up to $100,000, and he doesn't know whether. And that was today. He's freaking out.
Mm. So he can't. Well, they just don't. I mean, they could have told him, well, you're going to have to give us 72 hours to get your money or something like that. Hmm. I don't know. I think we're in some serious trouble.
Yeah, well, he was only going to give them a third. But he needed 130 total, and they said, well, don't go up to 130 because we're only going to give you 100. And he said, no, I got loads of money in this bank. Well, we can only give you 100. He said, where's the rest of my money? They said, we don't know. You'll have to see the manager.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, typically they don't keep a kajillion dollars in the bank. You know, they will tell you.
No, I understand
that,
but he was saying that, you know, but this isn't even for today. This is for another time. You know, he only needs a third.
When they're done.
They didn't
offer him come back in a week for the rest or anything.
Nope, they didn't offer him any time frame to get a difference or anything like that. They just told him, you can't access that money right now. Doesn't matter how much you got, though. You can access up to $100,000 and the rest you'll have no access to. You have to see the manager.
Hmm.
They're not guaranteeing they'll get it.
Yeah,
they'll have to like take out $10,000 a day until it's gone.
Right. Yeah. So he went to another bank, and I think he's going to try a wire transfer to see if that helps.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're going to let him transfer it out.
I don't know.
Yeah. So something's up, but that was today. That was about 4 o'clock today.
Mhm. Well,
so
I was trying to catch up on some stuff. The Barksville thing. So I called a friend of mine that lives right outside the flight line. There's a neighborhood right outside the flight line. And I said, man, has there been any activity? She said, oh, yes. I said, when? She said, I think it was Sunday. I know it was over the weekend, but I think it was Sunday. And I said, well, were a bunch of planes taken off? She said, it sounded like they emptied the whole base. And I was like, wow. I mean, I said, surely they didn't take them all. She said, well, I don't know what they took, but it sounded like they emptied the whole base. But today I was in Bossier, and there was a lot of B-52 activity, which is not that's not totally unusual. But, and so I asked somebody, you know, what they had observed, and they said that the B-52s had been doing a lot of touch and goes all day. So that's kind of like some kind of training thing. So I'm
about a three-day training.
Well, they had a training with Israel. It had a name for it, and it was sometime this summer where they had a big training exercise, and they named three or four airplanes and then the ships and all this stuff that was involved in this quote-unquote training exercise sometime this summer. It had some kind of name. You know, they always name them something. And, I read that several days ago, so I'm thinking, you know. But I don't know. They would have to stage them up somewhere. But then I was listening to somebody a while ago where they're using this island off of Greece. Golly, what is its name? I think it starts with a C. They're staging up a bunch of stuff there. And I don't know if it was us or if it was other countries, Crimea. So I don't know. There's a lot going on. We can't keep up with
it. Crimea is under control of Russia right now.
Yeah, so it must have been some other countries staging up there.
Yeah, well, today the Marines, U.S. Marine Expeditionary Unit that's capable of special operations, They had been holding exercises with Kuwait, but they departed early. They left today. And they're supposed to be scheduled to help be holding these exercises for the next, like, 8 days. And now Army Special Ops are already in South Israel. And this
Navy SEALs, too.
Yeah, and some SEALs, right, because those are the hostage rescue people.
Yeah.
But they are already there. And they said that they are amassing Israelis. And they got like a three-day training window to get them up to speed. And then there was a guy at New York Airport today. And
oh,
I just read this account.
Awesome,
but, you know, LL, that's the Israel Airlines. It said, this crew member says, an Orthodox Jewish man who preferred to remain anonymous stood quietly near the LL counter at New York's JFK Airport yesterday. Anyone who showed him an IDF call-up notice got his ticket paid for. He paid for 250 tickets. So that tells you 250 people left New York yesterday to go back to Israel.
You think that's dual citizenship people?
Yeah. Yeah, our students.
Mm.
You know, because all these colleges are in session now. They all went back for their fall semesters. You know, so all the people of fighting age, they get called up. And this guy here is paying for their tickets, too. That was really nice of him. If he showed them his call-up letter, he put you on the plane. You didn't have to pay for it.
So the story about the U.S. wanting, if you want a flight out of Israel, you're going to have to pay for it, and you have to pay for your own lodging. I read that and thought they were talking about getting our Americans out that way. But yeah, you can go to New York if you're an American, but you have to pay for your flight, which is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. It says the U.S. State Department tells the citizens stuck in Israel it may help them evacuate, but only if they sign a promissory note. I got the thing here. It says assisted departure options for U.S. citizens. The situation in Israel is still unpredictable. Mortar and rocket fire may take place without warning. Please continue to follow the instructions of security emergency response officials. Commercial flights are available but limited. If you wish to leave Israel, we encourage you to take advantage of these options now. U.S. carriers have temporarily suspended flights to Israel. If you choose to depart, you will need to fly to an intermediate location and book onward travel from there to the United States. We understand this high demand from U.S. citizens wishing to depart, and the flight options are reduced. In the coming days, we hope to assist U.S. citizens with transportation options to depart. So they're telling you, if you're in Israel and you can find a flight out to any other place, do that. And maybe they will help you when you get there. But you got to get out of Israel yourself. There is no help to get out of Israel right now for United States citizens. You got
This will be a bigger snafu than Afghanistan. We can't fly C-17s in there and get these people? I mean, come on.
Yeah, all of Israel is in under attack or reachable. But they were lobbing rockets in from Lebanon in the north and Syria in the northwest.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Gaza in the south. This is a well-planned operation. You can't tell me that this didn't happen. This might be a way to take out Iran's nukes, finally.
Well,
I
read somewhere that Hamas and whoever has been planning this for a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah. You got all those other factions, too.
And the Muslims knew about it, but they just kept their mouth shut. I mean, that's what I read. But here we are.
And the Qataris are laughing at us. You know, Qatar is holding the $6 billion, and they're going to be the arbitrators of where the money goes. But in the meantime, they're hosting Hamas leaders and putting them up in five-star hotels, and they're just walking around, free as a bird, not a care in the world. Still having their conferences and their champagne baths, and the people in Palestine are getting rockets rained on them, and the people in Israel are getting rockets rained on them.
Well, explain this to me. This is Does Joe Biden just have a checkbook and he just writes whatever he wants and Congress doesn't have to approve it? It's like every day he's giving somebody $1 billion.
Right.
I mean, doesn't this have to go through Congress? Or has he just got his own checkbook?
Yeah, he don't have his own checkbook, and everything does have to go through Congress.
Well, it
would but the way
matter.
That they
he
write
would,
these bills,
he would,
you know, like he's
giving
himself
anyway.
Another $100 billion to give to Ukraine.
Yeah, Jill would have to write the check for him because he ain't smart enough.
Yeah, every 2 weeks he writes the check. But, and every 2 weeks we got a new bill. Do you notice that? Every single 2 weeks we got a new bill that's giving Ukraine more money. They're bleeding us dry. They're bankrupt.
And... Yeah, and it's the Republicans or the warmongering Republicans are just as bad as the...
Yeah, well, we don't have any bullets anymore. We gave them away to Ukraine. We don't have any, you know, fuel
we got bullets
in our reserve. We got, what, 17 days of fuel in our reserve?
Look,
we don't have our own means of drilling or fracking or refining or any of that. He closed all that down. So that's going to take at least a year or two to get back up and running, if it ever does. So we're completely at the mercy of OPEC, who hates us right now.
Well, and they'll cut us off again. I mean, this is just exactly what went down in 1973. And I was driving then. And you had to wait in line. It was, you know, you had to wait in line 4 or 5 hours for gas. You could only get 10 gallons at a time. And this is back when cars didn't get good gas mileage. And it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's just falling in just exactly like it happened before.
Yeah.
We just have to wait for OPEC to say, we ain't giving y'all no more oil. And we done cut
right.
our reserves down to 17 days. But that'll be gone in a heartbeat because if we're sending all these ships and crap and everything over there, then whatever oil reserves will have to go to the military.
And Biden just
suppose.
Made an industry of taking hostages, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of money in that.
Yeah, we give them 5 Iranians, and they give us 5 Americans, but then we still give them $6 billion.
Right.
It just, well, we know
And now they're saying there's like 120 Americans that are being held over there that they are not accounted for. They have no body on them. So they're assuming that they're hostages. Plus they took a lot of Israelis, too. Yeah, because every one of them is dollar sign. God, I'm very worried about the little 5-year-old and 3-year-old girls.
Well,
they just
we know what happened.
Threw them like sacks of flour in the back of a truck. And they were killing people and photographing it and recording it on the people's phones and then sending it out to
send
all
to their
contacts.
Family. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that girl that they showed in the back of a pickup truck, they raped the heck out of her. She was broken in places. Her body was twisted in positions that bodies don't go. And they had her face down in the back of a truck. She ended up being a German citizen, 23-year-old girl. Yeah. I wish they would put a warning on some of the photographs because it was gory. And the beheaded babies. Well, the people in Chicago were having a pro-Palestinian rally, which is another thing that's bothering me, too. How did they have enough time to organize that many people to get in the streets and all those pre-printed signs? You know, and we're supposed to believe that nobody knew about this attack. Well, obviously, those people did. They had enough time to print the signs.
Oh,
they
and now Black Lives Matter.
A whole bunch of Palestinian flags. And did you see Dearborn, Michigan? And, like I said, Chicago, New York. Where else do they have rallies? Philly?
Well, Black Lives Matter is now on the Palestinian side.
Did you see that meme that they put out, We Stand With the Palestinians? They had a hang glider with a Palestinian flag, a blacked-out full tactical gear hang glider on the pretty little kite thing, and they had a Palestinian flag. That's how those murderers landed in Israel.
Yep.
So you're saying that you are supporting that. Black Lives Matter is supporting that behavior.
Well, they don't need to have any hang gliders around my part of the world because there's a bunch of rednecks here will be shooting them down.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
I'm
my
pretty
little
sure
town,
you know, those people at the concert, I bet you they just thought it was part of the concert. You know, you just see a bunch of people hang gliding, you know. You don't think it's a terrorist attack.
No, I
wouldn't
think
that. And they said one boy, they were throwing hand grenades, and one boy picked up a hand grenade, and he was throwing it back. And then he threw another one and blew his arm off.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I think the next, I'm going to say 72 hours, but I better safer say the next week's going to be very volatile everywhere.
Yeah, well, they all smell blood in the water. But this seems like a setup. It seems like one thing's supposed to lead to another. And it's all going to end up with money for the military-industrial complex. And a lot of civilians are going to die. Civilians are dying right now as we're talking. It's never the people that start this trouble that end up feeling the consequences. Like I said, they're sitting in hot tubs in Qatar. But, you know, hell is raining down on everybody right now over there.
So,
well,
you don't know what,
never...
Joanne and JoJo, can I bring in another Jay here from, you got your Pennsylvania friend that wants to come in.
Oh, Joe. Our friend Joe.
Another Joe. We got three Joes.
Yep,
hey,
Joe, and JoJo.
Hello, Mr. Freedom. I can't even pronounce it.
Hey, Freedomizer.
Hey, Bruce. Yeah. Hey, JoJo, I got the video of that guy who was the Uber driver. I found it.
You did?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're
I didn't know it was a video.
Right. The Uber driver is talking about his interview he had with the guy that he picked up.
Oh.
I'll try to post that over to Joanne tonight, okay,
yeah,
Joanne?
Yeah, Joe, send it over to me, and I'll send it to them.
You can send it at my messenger.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. I do some work for a well-known end-time evangelist, and I'm on all this stuff right now.
Well, and that's something I wanted to bring up because, I mean, you know, I live in a very Baptist community, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all everybody's talking about. It's end times, Revelations, Ezekiel, Psalms,
right.
80 something or another. I mean, that's all they're all talking about is this is all leading up to end times and all that stuff. And I've been trying to kind of study up on it myself, but, you know, I just read it when I can, you know.
Last week,
so
Wolf and I even said this is biblical. It's playing out.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever read a Bible, you'll see that this is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried. I'm very, very worried. I'm worried for everybody. I have Jewish grandchildren with an extremely Jewish name, and I don't even want them to use their last name right now because you know that there's sleeper cells here. And you know Friday they're asking for a day of rage. Friday is the Sabbath. You know they're going to pull a hit on a mosque or a Jewish school or, you know, the poor Hasidic Jews walk into the synagogue on a Friday.
Well, a friend
you know,
of mine starts a new job next week in Denver at a Jewish hospital. And I said, girl, I said, you better be really careful. She's like, well, why? I said, because it's a Jewish hospital. They're going to be hitting targets like that. But, you know, nobody listens to me. They all think I'm a conspiracy theorist.
It's funny how they twist it around like it's all the Jews' fault. The Jews were minding their own business.
They weren't
bombing anybody.
But they've hated the Jews forever, and they hate the Jews because they feel like Israel is their land. And I think it was 1948 that Israel took back the property because it's God's promise that that land was Israel's.
It wasn't like Israel stole it. There was agreements and treaties, and all the people in the area were all involved in setting up the area for Israel.
But that's fine because Mexico thinks they still own Texas, so, you know.
Joanne, that was the Balfour Declaration in 1917 that started that.
Right.
And the process went on from there, but that was the first inklings of setting up a country for the Jews to come to.
Right. And it was all in agreement with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, And the Palestinians weren't even, I don't know what they call them, a nationality back then. They were actually exiles from Jordan. They were exiled from Jordan, as a matter of fact. Jordan doesn't want them back. Even when they're being told to evacuate, Jordan's like, don't send them here. We don't want
them.
So
the Palestinians are just treated like a bunch of gypsies.
Right.
Okay, hey, you, okay, here I found this. Hezbollah's unit 910 in America. Do a Google search on that. You're going to find some real interesting things. This was done back in
the Lebanese faction. I didn't know what 910 meant.
Well, it's a unit of Hezbollah that's targeting Americans, targeting Jews. That was done by Todd Benzman. He's on the War Room a lot. And he's been reporting from the border all week. And it's shocking, absolutely shocking. And this was back in 2018. He did this paper on Unit 910.
Lebanon used to be a Christian nation, too.
There's still Christians there.
I have a good
friend
of mine, Fatty Corey, whose family had to evacuate out of Lebanon when Hezbollah took over. Yeah, they were killing Christians over there. But, yeah, Hezbollah doesn't like Israel either. So they're lobbing rockets at them from Lebanon. And you know Iran's enjoying this. And they're throwing money around left and right. But you watch who's not even in town. You watch how many civilians are getting killed. You know, these people that start this stuff, they always walk away unscathed.
Well, that's
like
why bullies do it.
Like Ray Epps. Getting people killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no matter what. And then all of this anti-Semitism that's coming out among the left, like you said, the Black Lives Matter. However, there's a lot of it. They're the first people to say, you're a Nazi, and you're a Nazi, and you're a Nazi, and everything. Everybody they don't like is a Nazi. And
yeah, so now, Joanne, we're Nazis if we support Israel.
Yeah, you're a Nazi if you support Israel. That makes zero sense. But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. But the anti-Semitism is outrageous. I didn't know this many people
totally,
hated the
it's
Jews.
It's totally fresh and hip to go old school and hate Jews again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow.
I've just never figured out why people hate Jews. I mean, just because they're a different religion? That's ridiculous.
Probably because they were told to hate them.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I've just never figured that out my whole life.
The Palestinian children put on school plays of them beheading Jews and infidels. We're infidels, too. But, yeah, it's probably got something to do with, like, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Those are a different Jew. Those Jews aren't following any Bibles. Those ones, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Soroses, they're not following the Bible. They don't think that there's a higher power than themselves. They're just using that as their shtick. Oh, yeah, they're Jewish. Big deal. They're not Orthodox Jew. They're not practicing Jews. They're not just the regular Jewish people any more than, you know, it's the regular Palestinians. It's these whack jobs and their minions. You know, I mean, what type of person could behead a baby?
Let me bring something else to the table here. So why is it that the Jewish people would still support this?
Self-loathing or something. I don't know. They got to be stupid. I'm sorry. And I know that this is a terrible thing to say. But you got to be stupid to pay for your own demise. We're doing it ourselves. We're all stupid.
Right.
But I don't know why that they would be liberal. Hopefully, their eyes are open now. All of these closet anti-Semites are coming out in droves. You know, that whole Democrat Party they're talking, oh, yeah, we got to stand by the Jews, wink, wink. In the meantime, they're swinging and holding. That woman, Tlaib, had a Palestinian flag outside her congressional office door. The only flag that should be flown inside that building is a United States of America flag.
Yep.
She's not representing Palestine. She's supposedly representing the people of her district in the United States. You can support Palestine. It's like people that put, like, the Ukraine flag. You're not Ukrainian. You can write, I support. But, you know, when you're flying a foreign flag, or when those people coming over here illegally and they're planting their flag in the ground, if the place was so bad you had to flee for your safety and your life and you're seeking asylum, why are you flagging that? Why are you flying that flag?
Maybe it's sending
you
a message.
Us? What?
Maybe that's sending a message of some sort.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another thing, too. I'm glad you brought that up, JoJo, because there's a lot of messages being sent.
Like what?
Like these people that were coming. Remember last week I was saying, you know, what's John Brennan coming out for? Why is he just crawling out of the crypt? And James Clapper, why are you crawling out of the crypt? And this General Hayden, why is he crawling out of the crypt? Because they all know.
Well, let me bring something else to the table then. So I still want to know why it is when Brandon goes out there and says that, they want to go after MAGA extremist Republicans, like we're more important than Hamas.
Yes. The guy from the FBI, the whistleblower, said that. He said that there's a lot of things that are getting by them because they were told not to focus on anything except the mega people, the parents at the school committee meetings. J6, they were supposed to play that up like it was some big deal, and it wasn't. They just found that guy Colton guilty today, as a matter of fact, on that.
Yeah, supposedly, and I forgot who I heard this from, it was some kind of podcast, that they're monitoring, if you're a MAGA supporter, they're monitoring all of them that they can find, phone calls. So if y'all are out there...
But let me ask you this, though. How is it that we're going to go to war against China, Russia, Iran, and the United States all at the same time with the troops that we have? That's not going to happen.
Well... No. In the United States proper, we're not going to need no military, especially where I live, because the civilians are going to take care of that. Just hope they don't get charged with murder for killing one of them bastards.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the UN Army. They're already here. The only thing
they
don't have
here
is the blue helmets. We're already paying for them. We are paying them to be here.
Yep.
All these illegals.
We're paying them to come kill us.
Right. Well, we're supporting them. We are housing them. We are giving them money, clothes, food, cars, telephones, everything they need. We're supporting this army that has come to invade us. We're giving them quarter in people's houses. We're throwing out veterans and poor people out of these hotels to put them up in luxury. We are paying for our own demise. We are paying those people to be here. You know, they don't need work visas. They're already working. They're already doing their job.
Can you even imagine that we would be living through times like this? Never in my life would I have imagined what we're talking about.
No. No, I never thought that I would ever be having these conversations. Can I read my 2 cents to you folks? Not as long as some of them I read, but I wrote this yesterday, my 2 cents. America, we are in trouble, and we're out of time, too. Remember when Obama said he wanted a civilian army as well-funded and equally armed to our national military? Well, he now has it. Biden isn't running things. The old regime is. 10 million people came across that border since Biden took over. At first, 82% of them were men of military age. Now, 96% are males. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore, not trying to hide their army. They're from countries all over the world. Not only are they already here, we are paying them to be here. We are housing, feeding, clothing, and supplying money to them. We are throwing out Americans from hotels and boarding houses to replace them with fully funded migrant army. Now ask yourselves, who is this army we have imported and funded going to be loyal to? Will they be loyal to our country, our constitution, our culture, or will they be loyal to who facilitated them getting here? Do not for a moment think some poorly educated drug gang members in Mexico pulled off this invasion. That's really small thinking. Moving that much human cargo through entire hemispheres, across seas, over continents, requires the involvement of whole governments, armies, NGOs, and other resources like planes, boats, buses, cars, trucks, trains, food, clothes, shelter, bathing supplies, etc. It requires lots and lots of money, assets, and logistics. Like I said, we're in a lot of trouble. Don't think what's happening in Israel can't happen here. It's already setting up right in front of us, and we are paying for our own demise. We are quartering a foreign invading army at the behest of factions inside our own government. Beware, you have been warned. Thank you for letting me read that. But I meant every word of it. It's true.
I guess we're just going to be in a sit-back, wait-and-see for a week, 72 hours to a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have an invading army, 10 million strong, just since Biden. Plus, they used to tell us, well, there's 11 million Americans here. They told us that for like 10 years, that there was 11 million of them. And at one point, we had figured it out that there was 52 million here. So there's at least 62 million here now that we can actually say are here. That is
it could be 100 million.
Yeah, that's a huge army. And, you know, it's not from one country, so this is the UN's army.
Yeah.
This is the Blue Helmets.
The guy that the Uber driver picked up, I just sent it to you. JoJo, it's on your Facebook profile, I put it. And Joanne, I sent it to you by Twitter Messenger.
Okay, thank you.
The video. It took me a while to find it. But the guy that he came over said he was with the UN. I thought that was interesting. What is he doing coming over here with the UN?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, now that all makes sense.
And Hannity just said on his radio TV program tonight, he warned everybody about the terror cells.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said that what they have, like 600 of the people on the terror watch list that they had stopped at the border. And how many did get away? It only takes one. There was 19 hijackers on 9/11. There was only two of them that did all that carnage out in California. Remember the people that they had the baby shower for and they took out a whole company? And then
that gay bar in Florida. That's just all we remember right now because, you know.
Yeah, the Pulse nightclub.
Hmm.
And the Charlie Hebdo over there in France. There was only four of them there.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So it doesn't take a whole lot of them.
No.
But there is a whole lot of them here. We are in trouble, America. We're in trouble, trouble, trouble. And it's being allowed by our own government. Our own government has turned against us. They don't care about us. And people like me and you and all of you, you know, and mega supporters, we're all under surveillance from our own country. We're not terrorists. We don't murder babies. We don't murder anybody. We don't steal. We don't cheat on our taxes. You know, why do they got to surveil us? Because we have a preference for a political figure? That's how deep we have fallen. That's how deep we have fallen. We need to get back to being American. These people have to know the Constitution. They have to know the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers. We got to... It's too late to train people. I hope they can follow orders.
Let me ask you this, though. Will Steve Scalise make a difference in this at all?
No. Nope. I mean, he's from my state, and I didn't want him. Some of my political friends here didn't want him. You know, we were hoping for Jim Jordan. But the fat lady hadn't sung either. I mean, they got to get 217 votes. And who knows? This could drag on, which doesn't need to happen.
They don't have the votes.
They don't have the votes.
Nope.
No,
well, I know
got
police was. They had 113. They needed 126 or something.
Yeah,
no,
it was 113 to 99.
Yeah, but when you go to the Congress, you're going to have the majority, which is 217.
Okay, that's the number I was looking for, 217.
Yeah.
So. You know, Jim Jordan, I like him a lot. He yells a lot. I don't know, you know, how much he's gotten accomplished, but he has, you know, resistance every inch of the way. You can't be voting for Democrats and then scream at the Republicans to stop them. That's our job. We got to not vote Democrat this time. They're showing their true colors. They're even anti-Semites. They're pro-murder. I mean, what is going on here? They got people in the streets, and even the black people are waking up. Thank God. Oh, I'm so proud of them that they're finally seeing it, you know, but they got to see it even better. When Black Lives Matter, they thought Black Lives Matter was going to help them. They thought that they had a group for their voice, you know, and they got sucked in royally by it, and so did a lot of white people, too, and all those little white liberals with the purple hair, the know-nothing idiots.
Well,
you know, they all got sucked in.
In the South, the majority of the black, other than the thugs, but the majority of the black people are very Christian. And trust me, they know their Bibles, and they know the biblical part of this. And if they see the Black Lives Matter being on the opposite side, they're going to rethink that group. Maybe they'll learn what that group really is instead of what they were told it was.
Well, they better be pulling it together, all the grandmothers and the fathers and mothers, and just, you know, grab up your kids, tell them, look, this is not who we are, this is not what we do. And these people are not representing you. And they just come into your neighborhood and tear it apart and burn it down and do terrible things, and then leave you holding the bag. The other day on Hannity, they were talking about how people have to travel long distances now to shop because all these stores have gone out of business. Well, what did you expect? You expect these stores are going to stay there and every day be looted? Yeah, you got to travel, and it's going to be your joy. You know, when you're up in Ferguson, you know it snows up there in the winter. These little old ladies, you got to travel a long distance to buy groceries, and not everybody has a car up there.
Right.
So they didn't do themselves any favor.
But they're hurting.
It's not even
once
that.
Again,
look at San Francisco. Look at how many businesses left San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm going to mute myself for a few minutes, so I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, if that's the case, Bianchi wants to come in, so I'll go ahead and bring
come
Bianchi
on in, Bianchi.
In.
You
welcome
know,
in, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Fred.
All those organizations that supported Black Lives Matter should be brought to task, exposed.
Right.
Being that they supported an organization that supported terrorists.
Yeah.
You had National Basketball Association, National Football League. They gave them over $200 million.
Nike Reebok.
You had Major League Baseball had Black Lives Matter all on the outfield walls, behind the pitcher's mound, where the cameras could see it on the uniform. They should all be brought to task and say that they renounce the organization. Say, we renounce the organization.
That's a good idea.
Corporations that contribute, and we know there's a lot of them. They need to come out and say that they renounce the organization.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
I think hockey just did that a couple days ago or yesterday. I'll look it up.
Good. We should put the pressure on. He's right. Major League Baseball, NFL, all the big companies like Nike and Reebok.
They had, all that stuff was a bunch of bull crap. It didn't make no difference.
They painted it on the street in front of Trump Tower. The mayor of New York should be in trouble.
Yes, I remember that.
And the same in D.C.
That's right. The mayor of New York should be made to say indeed that we renounce the organization.
Yep. And they should remove that stuff off those streets immediately.
If they have any tax...
That's violence
any
towards
tax
Jews.
Status,
Jews having to look at that stuff.
If they have any tax status, then that should be denied them. It should be taken back.
Mm-hmm.
Tax exempt status, take it back. They are supportive
yeah.
of terrorists that kill Americans.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. That's a great idea. We should.
And once again, I talk about
that.
The telephone service. I also found out that this telephone service, this Patriot that I use, Pure Talk, they not only help organizations and programs to help prevent suicide amongst veterans, but they also raise money to pay off the mortgages of veterans who have been disabled in wars. So that's a good call. It's better than that damn Verizon who share your information with U.S. intelligence. So it's a lot of things we can do other, well, I didn't say we, but people could do rather than they're complaining all the time. If you're still spending money with these woke and anti-American and anti-U.S. ally organization, well, you're part of the problem.
That's right. Yep, don't give them a dollar of your money. You're absolutely right, and that's a good way. We should absolutely put the pressure on them. Lots of pressure. Plant the seeds all over social media and demand an answer from them.
It should be, in that states pay the salary of their Congress, their representatives and senators. They're paid by the states. That way they can't get up there in Washington and hide. See, you would be privileged to know exactly what they're getting paid and where it's coming from.
Right.
Rather than it is now, you don't have the slightest clue.
Well, they're gonna have to stop the lobbyists.
Yeah. I heard somebody was talking about banks, black banks, and they mentioned the black banks in the country. And they mentioned One United. I called and I said, there's no way in the world I would support this company. That's Maxine Waters' husband.
Oh, really?
And she,
that's right.
She lobbied. Yeah, she lobbied for them to receive bailout money. She shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when we were doing research for Bruce Brown, that came up. Wow.
I've never heard of that bank. I never knew there was an exclusive black bank.
Yeah, remember we did that on the Maxine Waters, the One United, and she was getting top
that,
money. Yeah, she steered top money to her husband's bank.
Yeah. Now, I don't have no problem with banks under that designation. It's okay, as long as you following the rules and doing the right thing. But when you do like she did with One United, a congressperson that's sitting there and voting for monies to go to her husband's, I think he was the president of the bank, and they got several branches in several cities.
Mm-hmm.
But that bailout money, she lobbied for that bank to get money. That was wrong.
You see, they're looking for another bailout. They want another top.
For us?
For the bank.
The Americans?
No, for the bank. They want another bailout. Yep. Remember we talked about
how the
commercial real estate was going bust?
85% of our income is fixing to be taxed. I mean, it's just getting... We're going to be like one of those countries like Norway or Finland or somewhere over there.
Yeah, they'll take all your money and give you back what they think you should have. So
hey,
you're working for the state
you.
Now. That's slavery.
Yeah, they might as well just go rob you, just like this aid. And you just stop all aid. Trump done this. Aid that was going to South American countries, Central American countries, where the people are now fleeing from, talking about their being oppressed. Well, why did the United States give these countries money? Then the people come here to the United States and get further more money.
Right. Yeah. So we're supporting them there and we're supporting them here. Start for every one of their citizens that is in this United States, they should deduct that much money that would cost us, that we've been spending to support them from the check they send over to those countries. You'd see that would stop this migrant influx quick.
Absolutely. And this crap about Joe
fact,
Biden.
If we start charging them, instead of sending them money, they end up owing us money. Tell them we
You're
want
right.
our money.
The money you give these individuals, they should be subtracted from any aid that you're going to give them and get to the point where they owe you. And for Joe Biden to say that he's waiving laws, he has no authority to waive a law.
He has no constitutional authority to waive any law. And his oath, he said that he would faithfully execute the laws of the country.
Well, we don't have a constitution anymore.
Nobody told him he could change laws. That's not his job. He can sign laws or not sign laws. That's
well, they're not going by the Constitution. They haven't gone by the Constitution in 2 years or whatever.
That's right. That's what I try to tell people. We already lost our country. We're going to try to get it back.
It absolutely started when he got signed in or whatever you call it, because that was J6, and they started holding those people with no reason to arrest them and no bail and no immediate court date. You know,
he's arresting people that weren't even there.
Yeah.
And then they just found this former police chief guilty. He was just trying to help some woman who was being crushed.
Yeah, but
and
if you
just
ask
found
the,
him guilty
the
today.
Police chief at the time, everybody's saying he's lying.
Well, the guy that shot, the cop that shot Abbott, he needs to be prosecuted for murder.
That's right. Yeah, Ashley Babbitt, she was unarmed. She was going through a window that was already broken and other people had gone through. He targeted her. In the video, you see him look right at her, pull his gun, aim it at her, and shoot her. He shot her in cold blood.
How you
going to
be in danger? You're on two knees and two hands.
Yeah. She was no threat to anyone.
He murdered her.
Yeah. And that was a whole setup. The whole thing was a Fed's erection. You know, those people didn't know that they weren't supposed to go in there. Everybody else was going in.
Well, they were waved in.
Cops were holding the door for
them. You get arrested for being waved into the Capitol by police.
Yeah, and they held the door for them. They held the door open and waved them people in.
Or you're 800 miles from D.C. and you put something on Facebook and they arrest you because you're instigating a riot or something.
And they got Joe Biggs. Look at him. They get, what did he get, 33 years?
And Stuart Rhodes.
Stuart Rhodes,
yeah, they got Owen Schroeder. He's going to be in for only 60 days, but still. They said they arrested him because he talks on the radio show about it being a stolen election. So he's getting arrested. They told him it's for free speech.
Yeah.
You're right. Every person that was arrested and going, they need to receive reparations at some point.
Yeah.
Losing their jobs and all that crazy mess.
And
the those that are behind it, which is that damn weak punk of Mary Garland and his self, he needs to be brought to justice. He really does.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. We have been taken over by radical Marxists. We have been overthrown. We'd be lucky if we can claw back our country. And in doing so, you know he's going to activate his 10 million strong army that we're paying to be here. You know he's going to activate those people.
That actually might be the catalyst for us to take our country back. Because when they start going into neighborhoods in the United States of America, they're going to be met with some resistance. They ain't going to just walk in and kill people. They may end up killing me, but I'm going to take one or two out with me. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I think
it's already going
strong.
Did you see the video clip where you had this guy that was standing on the sidewalk in front of one of those hotels? Just videotaping. Then you had three come in, two guys, and they were from Africa, and the other one from South America, and told him he had no business videoing and told him to stop it. And the one ran across the street and seen a police cruiser that was in and beckoned the police to come help him. And the police just came and watched. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, did you hear that one kid on the sidewalk say, get off my property?
Yeah.
Or, is your property now? Did you conquer us?
Yeah, where they come from, they don't have no notion of what liberty is. They have none whatsoever.
No. And they don't know anything. They don't know anything about our history or our culture or our documents. And, you know, they're going to dance with who brung them. That's all they know. They're going to be loyal to who facilitated getting them here. And they've been all signed and strategically placed.
If you're an American trying to live off $50 or $100 worth of food stamps and you're poor as all get out, don't you know you'd be so pissed that you can only get $100 for food and all these whatevers are getting all this other stuff? God, that'd make me mad.
Yeah, some of them getting $2,700 a month. I don't know people don't get that
plus
in Social Security after they don't work 30 years.
Plus
food
stamps and gift visas for clothing and essentials and toiletries. They're getting their rent paid for, plus the $2,200 pocket money. They're getting all these benefits, plus daycare and education and whatever else they need. All their needs are being met. We are paying them to be here. That is their job. We're being set up. And it's everywhere. And then when you find out that they're saying, okay, we're sending this many to Chicago, this many to New York, this many to Philly, they're being strategically placed in those areas. They're not sending them to little towns outside. The mayor's, like, one of the governor in Massachusetts, she's sending them to little towns, and little towns are sending them right back. They just emptied out a hotel in Foxborough, Massachusetts, right near Gillette Stadium. And the hotel was completely booked solid for people who were going to attend the Army-Navy game. Now, that's people whose kids are in the Army and Navy, and they're going to have this game at Gillette Stadium. So all these military families got thrown out of the hotel, and they put all the illegals in the hotel because the illegals are long-term, and the government's paying more money because they're paying per head.
Well, let me say this about Foxborough. Apparently, they have infiltrated the New England Patriots with a bunch of illegals because my Saints beat the socks off of them 21-0. So,
24.
That ain't
24-0.
Okay, 24. Thank you. So they must have just put in a bunch of illegals in the Patriot uniforms or something.
Yeah, well, Bill Belichick is on
uniforms?
His way out. Bob Kraft is mad. If he loses another game, he's getting fired.
You mean the Patriots team uniforms?
Oh, I'm making a joke.
She's joking about that. She's just saying they played like they never saw a football game before either.
Yeah, see, Joanne's a Patriot fan and I'm a Saints fan, so you know I had to do some kind of dig.
Yeah, she's digging at the Patriots. Yeah, they must have hired those illegals to play football that day because they really did a bad job.
Well, I'm in Louisiana. Yeah. What do you think Solis is going to be? What do you think about him?
What part of Louisiana? I'm from Louisiana, too.
I'm up.
You're north, south of
I'm
north.
Up around Sherwood, off of Sherwood.
Oh, you're on Baton Rouge. Well,
yeah.
I know Solis is in your district, right?
What's the guy's name? Frazier?
Oh, Frazier is down around New Orleans, Slidell, and all that.
I'm in 69, State 69.
Okay, well, I'm up in Caddo Parish, so I'm Mike Johnson's my guy. I don't know. I've never really – I mean, I don't dislike Steve Scalise, but I'm not – He wasn't my choice. I wanted Jim Jordan. I've watched Jim Jordan on all these. And plus, he's got cancer. Come on now. I mean, maybe he's getting over it and recovering. Yeah, he's got a blood cancer. So,
but let me ask you, did people vote for Scalise because Trump sided with Jim Jordan, so they're trying to get back at Trump? Or do they really think Scalise is better?
Well, Scalise was the majority whip or something.
Yeah,
he was number two. He was
at the softball game.
Yeah. Scalise is conservative, but he also can walk the fence. You know,
well,
he's not 100% conservative, but he might be a good choice because, you know, everything that Jordan says they'll reject. But Scalise might be able to get a couple of Democrats, you know, a couple of the old school Democrats to go along with things.
Well, some congressman today was saying, or some was saying that they weren't going to vote for Steve Scalise because he did some kind of white supremacy thing. And I live in Louisiana, and I have never heard that. This other guy.
Yeah, they say that. They do not have the moral high ground for any kind of supremacy right now when I'm witnessing the anti-Semitism coming out of that whole cabal.
My Louisiana friend on here, I don't know his name. What is your name, sir?
Oh, his name is Bianchi.
My name is Bianchi. And that old claim about white supremacy and racism, we need to shun that off because all it does is distract. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this congressman was saying that he was, I don't know, something to do with white supremacy, and he was a friend of David Duke, so she was not going to vote for it. Whatever.
Well, you know,
I've never heard that
states should have to pay the salary of their congresspeople and their U.S. senators. Actually, the state legislature should go back to appointing the U.S. senators. If we pay Scalise, it would be more transparent because you would know where their money's coming from. They couldn't get to Washington and hide amongst the bunch and say, well, I didn't want it, but everybody else did. That's a bunch of bull crap.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're just raking in the dough. They know that this is a failing country, and they're taking every dime they can get before the final collapse. And when I heard that about the bank, that final collapse is closer than we think. And then I hear about them wanting TOP, and we had already talked about all the commercial property that's going bust in these big cities. No one wants to rent an office space in any of these cities. You know, so you got millions of empty offices in big buildings in big cities these days. No one wants them. You know, COVID told them that they could put half their workforce at home and work from home. So all they need is a little storefront now. They don't need all those big office buildings and high-rises.
You know, I'm a convention of state volunteer in Louisiana. And this past legislative session, they had a bill that would prevent foreign adversaries from owning land in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Too late. I mean, Three Sisters up here in Caddo Parish was owned by China.
Yeah. Guess what? They have a discussion session, and the room was packed. It was packed with Chinese here in Louisiana on visas. And a lot of them teach at LSU. And they were speaking against it, saying it would hurt us. Us is them. Well, they're not supposed to be lobbying. They're here on visa. They are not even citizens.
I don't know how they do it, but it's been done for a long time. I mean, well, we sold our farm in 1986 to some people from the Netherlands and Germany.
Yeah, Florida just
enacted
a law, too, that adversaries can't own property, and foreigners, now they're not going to let them buy oceanfront property, nothing near the shores.
And everything that the legislature passed, that damn bill, that was vetoed. And then in the veto session, some of the legislation wouldn't show up. We did get one bill overridden in the veto session. That was the one that you couldn't require minors to undergo gender reassignment without the parents' approval. and the S3 was under 18. But a lot of good, solid legislation that he vetoed. And the legislature, that's why come you shouldn't, if you ask the legislature or somebody to run, would you support this? They say yes. Then your next question would be, would you override if the governor vetoed?
So you get nowhere with this. Colonel Rob Manis agreed with this guy. He's Russ Vought. It says no D.C. cartel speaker. You can't replace Kevin McCarthy with a just as bad Steve Scalise. That changes nothing. All of the effort in January and in the last weeks by the mighty House conservatives to bring real change will be for naught. Vote no on the floor. Break the cartel.
You know, Rob, Rob's a friend of mine. He's from Louisiana also.
Colonel Rob Manis.
Joanne.
I've talked.
Yes, Joe.
Steve Scalise has a F rating from the Liberty Score, 58%. That's bad.
Oh.
George,
yeah, see, I didn't know any of that. I just know that
George,
he was quiet, but, you know, if he's an establishment guy, then.
Jordan has a 94% rating. He has an A. So that's the difference between day and night between these two.
Yeah,
but you got the factions inside the party fighting. You got the Romneys and the Cheneys and the friggin' that whole crew on one side. And then you got the Freedom Caucus on the other. And Marjorie Taylor Greene said she voted for Jim Jordan, not that she was voting against Scalise, but she thinks he should be taking care of his cancer and not bog himself down with all the...
I love that woman. Boy, she is
I love her.
She will tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, I don't know if depending on politicians is going to get us anywhere anymore.
We have to
put pressure on voting. You know, we've voted ourselves into slavery so far, and we can never vote ourselves out of it. There's only one way out of that. So we have to be really sincere. And like I said, it's too late to train people now. But I do have a plan. You know,
well, you're right, Joanne. The training should have been directed at our children. Now they become dumb adults.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it started with our group. I remember the liberal teachers in my school. I didn't pay attention to them. I always fought with them, and I'm glad I did. I didn't listen to those people. But it was happening then when they changed civics to social studies in the schools. They stopped teaching about the Constitution, and they started teaching about civil rights and marches and, you know, things like that. I went through busing in Boston, and that was all Dem-on-Dem crime, by the way. There was no Republicans up there. That was all Democrats fighting over busing. So everybody involved was a Democrat. That was a horrible time to live through. And
you know,
Martin Luther King got killed, and there was rioting in Boston. It became a very dangerous place, and I remember, you know, the Rodney King thing. You know, I was around for all of that, and I thought we had gotten past that. You know, and like I said, everybody up there was Democrats, so I didn't see anything wrong with the Democrats. I just thought they were for the working guy, and, you know, your mother's a Democrat,
well,
your father's a Democrat.
So. They were different in the 60s. The Democrats were a whole different party in the 60s.
Yeah, but then they just went completely radical, and now we have foreigners in our Congress that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. They're not even American.
Well, I don't see how Detroit voted for Rashida. I really don't. But that just goes to show.
Because Obama took all of those Muslims that he let in, and he put them all in one spot.
Yeah, that's the same. She represents her district. Her district's just like her.
Yeah, and that's how she got into the federal Congress. And it's very easy to do. It's very easy to do. You want an area to go blue?
Well,
you load it up with illegals, and then you let them vote, and they'll vote the way you want them to.
Yeah, she took Kanye's old seat.
Yeah.
The Muslim community in Michigan is Ann Arbor and Dearborn, especially Dearborn.
Yeah.
From what
I understand. But Detroit, too. Is she out of Dearborn or Detroit? Who knows? I would.
She got out of Detroit because she's in Kanye's old seat.
Yeah, that's Tlaib.
Yeah.
The other one is in Michigan.
Rashida Omar is in Minnesota.
She's in Minnesota. All right.
No, Ilhan Omar is in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Minneapolis,
and Rashida
Minnesota.
Is
all right.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's a big Muslim enclave, too.
And Somalia.
That's what they did.
Enclave.
Yes, Somalia, yes.
Yeah. But they were all placed there strategically, just like I just explained, like they're doing with the illegals. They had taken so many and putting them here and so many and putting them there and putting them there. They're saying that these people want to go there. Lots of them want to go to New York. But New York is the financial capital of the world. So if you live in New York, I would recommend you get out of New York. If you live inside that city, it's time to go.
Unless you're in AOC's district, because they keep voting that girl in, and I, you know, so that means they're all just like her.
Yeah. I don't know why they keep putting her in. You know,
well,
maybe they think they're
like
paying
her.
Back somebody. But, you know, she responded to a talent search. That's
she
true.
Was there on camera with fake tears, alligator tears, talking about the separation of children from parents at the border. It's not separation of children from parents. It's separation of children from adults. You have no
right.
reason to know if those two are related.
That's true. Especially if you see the same kid coming over 3 and 4 times in a month.
Yeah. The same kid. They get over here, then they call the phone number, and somebody come get with them, put them on a plane, send them back, then they recycle all over again.
Right. Yeah, they've DNA tested kids that they've had come over the border 4 times with 4 different sets of parents. Alleged parents. And then they DNA test them and find out that they're not related. And they send the kid back, and the kid shows up again with different parents. I'm sick over what's going on. We don't even know how many kids, where they are.
Yeah.
You know, how many they got. And like those kids in Lahaina, they're declared dead. What if they're not dead? What if somebody took them out of that school and put them on a bus and took them someplace? They just open the door and let babies out into a raging inferno. That doesn't make sense. You take the children, you evacuate them, and you tell the parents, meet them over at the school hall over here because we moved them. So they said they let those kids out, and now all these kids are missing. Where are the children? Oh, they turned to ash. So now these kids are legally dead, so no one's even looking for them. If they're not dead, they are on paper. And those kids coming over the border, they just found a 2-month-old baby.
Yeah,
with a phone number written in Sharpie on its arm. A 2-month-old baby. Where's its mother? What did they do to the mother? You know, for all we know, she's probably a 13-year-old girl, and they've been sex trafficking her. She had a baby, so now, she, you know, the baby's 2 months old. She can go back to work and get rid of the baby. God only knows what they did to the mother. But you don't just put a 2-month-old baby out in the middle of the grass and walk away. You know, how'd that baby get here? It didn't, you know, it's an unaccompanied minor.
It didn't walk in.
That's right. It didn't walk and it didn't swim on its own. It didn't take any flights. It didn't climb mountains and, you know, follow GPS through countries. And nobody's even looking.
Laws don't mean a damn thing no more, Joanne. They don't mean anything.
Not a thing.
It's unbelievable. You know, and like that 4-year-old baby that they found at the border and then he died. okay? He must have been the smartest child in the world. He was another unaccompanied minor. He negotiated a river and borders and customs and, you know, this takes huge cooperation. And you know that the Chinese took over the base that we had at Panama Canal that said running logistics out of there. They got food and clothes and all kinds of amenities for these people. And where are the buses and the planes and the trains all coming from? And the clothes and the food. You know, and no poorly educated drug cartel member went around the world and recruited these people. But you got, like, the Catholic Charities and Archdiocese and stuff. You pay them to take care of these illegals. Well, if there's no illegals, they don't get paid, right? So they go get more illegals.
The New Orleans Archdiocese was doing that 5 or 6 years ago, and David Vitter's wife was the one in charge of it.
Yeah, see?
Kind of a strange deal because Vitter's...
Yeah, but you got the Doctors Without Borders, the Jewish Federation, the Catholic Charities, the USAID. Venezuela emptied out their prisons and just sent them here.
Well,
they emptied out their asylums,
Catholic,
their orphanages.
It's Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charity, Charities. They be coaching... No, they have somebody down there in the country coaching them on what to say, what to do,
mm-hmm.
and how to act.
Right. You know, and you got 900 Chinese dissidents. No illiterate drug gang member went to China and took 900 people out of that country. And what did he do? Swim them on his back one at a time? That didn't happen. These countries are sending them, and these countries are cooperating. We are intentionally being flooded. This is the UN's army. The only thing missing is the blue helmets. And they used to at least throw women and children, and now it's mostly men. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. If they were all wearing army fatigues, we'd know it was an army.
Well, I think everybody needs to go watch Red Dawn and Jericho. Because that's what those two movies were about, is all we've been talking about, in a sense. It's a little different, but it's the same principle.
Watch Athens, Tennessee, 1946. That's
there you go, the Battle of Athens. That's
1946.
Everybody should watch that. That was about election rigging, too. But that's what happens when the elections are rigged, and that's what happens when the country is overthrown.
You want to learn
We've
about
been overthrown.
Fauci, watch And the Band Played On.
Yeah.
You want to learn about him and AIDS.
Yeah.
And the Band Played On.
Yeah. Talk to Fauci about AIDS. That's another one of his gain of functions babies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fauci's the mad scientist. He's a sinister son of a bitch. They just found all kinds of paperwork on him, too. Rand Paul says that's going to take him down because he knew about it.
In 12 years, we have not seen one person in handcuffs out of all that Washington crowd. I don't think we'll ever see anybody in handcuffs.
No, they're not going to arrest each other. They're all just blackmailing each other. They're all keeping each other on the plantation with blackmail.
Don't get the Hunter Biden treatment where it'll look scary for a minute, but then they'll walk.
Right.
Right.
How many of the Biden families that benefit, 28 or something like that?
Yeah.
Benefit from them selling access to
But now that makes sense with the Steve Scalise hiring, though, because if he's there to protect the assets of the globalists, then they made a good choice.
So Jim Jordan probably never was going to get it.
McCarthy
wasn't going against us strong enough.
Yeah, those attorney generals that Trump had wasn't worth a damn, Barr and anybody else that did. When all that time didn't
Why don't we just keep the guy who's filling in? At least he threw Pelosi and Hoyer out of their offices. That was some progress.
Exactly. So, Joanne, it's getting late. Mr. Broccoli hasn't been played yet.
Oh, we got to play Broccoli Man then. I haven't seen this week's episode. So, stick around. We're going to hear Broccoli Man.
So, Broccoli Man has the week off, though, so you get some millennials coming in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they are the cream of the crop at Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology. They're the best students SHIT has.
Yeah, that's the name of his university. Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology, SHIT.
Yes, well, remember Jamar almost transferred out to Furman University of California, Kernville. So let me go ahead and get Mr. Broccoli going here. So this one is called Mike and Malik Confront Independent Voters. So,
yeah, everybody
loaded.
I'm ready. I am.
All right, so I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, babe. We all good to go see Robert F. Kennedy talk today? He is speaking at Capitol Center at 7 tonight.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I can't vote for Brandon again. I can't decide between Robert Kennedy or Trump.
I like them both. I am so over this Ukraine war. If we vote for the Democrat Party, then we probably finna be drafted into a world war.
I am tired of schools allowing men in our women's restrooms. One dude waved his ice cream cone and his kumquats at me. I told security and the dean told me if I tell on anyone ever again, I will be kicked out of college.
Hey, you racists. How dare you not vote for Brandon in the election? Yeah, dog. You ain't woke. You need to get out of me school. You Republicans are not welcome here.
Excuse me? Were we talking to you?
I'm liberal, so it is all my business when you do not vote the same as us. Why do you racists hate black people so much?
What are you talking about? Don't you see we are black?
Why are you lying to us? You stopped being black when you said you do not support Brandon.
Yeah, you don't remember in 2020 when Brandon told Charlemagne the God that if you don't know if you should vote for me or not, you ain't black.
Dude. My skin in color does not change ever. My mother is from Kenya and my father's grandparents are from Nigeria.
My grandma is from Ethiopia.
You are no longer black like us.
You serious right now, my man? We all can see you. You as white as Tom Brady. We all can see you and you ain't black.
You need to shut up that mouth and put a scam on that face right now. You are just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant.
You know you are a dude, right?
You something duck ears. We're both trans. How dare you both discriminate and hate on us because we are trans?
I bees is a transactional.
It is homophobic to not bees as gay, lesbian, or trans. And I'm a travesty. We both get stipends for beesing trans. My birthing partner gets one for being black.
So if you is black, then why ain't you getting a stipend for being black?
Huh? It's none of yours business. Why you ain't ever come with us to protest capitalism by superluring a bull sack to the ground it places?
That's right. Give me communism or give me death.
We ain't communists, bro. We don't want to go to war and you can keep you high gas prices.
And I want a good future and have a great job with kids.
Besides, Brandon is way too old and we are giving all our tax money over to the Ukraine and we are funding Iran to bomb Israel. No way, dog.
You're messed up in the head. I can't wait to be drafted in a war and kill Republicans.
Didn't you see the Newsweek article that said that anyone who did not vote for Brandon in 2020 is a domestic terrorist? You MAGA Republicans are way too extreme. You said you've been out of kids. We don't do it anymore. It is loving and liberal to have abortions. What exactly is so extreme about not voting for a Democrat? You don't support New World Order policies. We are supposed to eat Z-Bucks and don't see nothing.
I ain't eating no bugs.
That's why all yours will be rounded up and taken to a FEMA camp. But FEMA camps do not exist. So how can you take us to a concentration camp if the camps do not exist? If you think FEMA camps exist, then that means you're a domestic terrorist and need to go to the FEMA camp. How come we ain't never seen you read a book at Drag Queen Story Time? We are not sick in the head and try to touch the kids. That tears it. How dare you not support us showing our junks to the kids? Yeah, we do it for the kids. We are loving and liberal. If you tell us you're black and need to get re-educated, you should be kicked off of social media for misinformation. So you need to take this outside or something? Yes, we do. We want you to come with us to Drag Queen Story Time and then tell people how important it is to vote for Brandon in 2024. If you were a true Democrat, you would believe in the right for us trans peoples to show our junks to the children. You need to stop beezing Republicans, little bisexual. If you think CBS is black, then stop being a traitor to your race. Vote Democrat. Aren't you guys the ones that are traitors? You are all up in my call aid telling me how great communism is. You want to get pregnant so you can have an abortion, and that you are even black. Even though you are clearly having white skin. Those are things only Joe Rogan or Elon Musk followers would say. That proves you are racists and transphobes. Look, we just want to go see Robert Kennedy speak. We don't need you or any other communist telling what to do. You all can go be a Karen someplace else. We are more hardcore than Karens. We are liberals. That's right. If you don't listen to us, we will make your life miserable. You won't do what we say or else. Come on, Mike. Let's go to the Michael Robinson Obama rally. That's right. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
I don't have any more time to talk trash to people that hate us for these intrans. They clearly don't know how to treat us black peoples.
That one was good. That was good. I'm glad they said they didn't need his advice. Quit lying to me, you're not black. He's looking at you black people telling him, quit lying, you're not black. That actually is very reflective.
Well, yeah, truth. Because there's a lot of conservative black people for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, when he said that he can't wait to get drafted to kill Republicans, you know, that's probably not too far off. They dehumanize Republicans. They call them terrorists. Well, it's okay to kill terrorists. Terrorists are bad, right? And they call you Nazis. Well, Nazis are bad, right? So they are justifying committing violence against other people by dehumanizing them. And that was a good illustration of it.
So is that why the college campuses are pro-Hamas? Because if you support Israel, then you're a Nazi? I just don't understand that concept one bit because, well, for obvious reasons. I don't even have to explain it.
Well,
yeah,
I don't think they know the true definition of a Nazi.
They don't even know what a Nazi is.
Yeah.
I agree with you. They don't know the true history. They don't know what a Nazi is. They don't know how it happened. They don't know that they are mimicking Nazism. They are fascists. They are all about supporting the state government, not just the state, but I mean the man. They support the man. It used to be the Democrats used to fight the man. Now they want you to walk, do whatever the man says. They want you to give up your income. Democrats used to want you to keep your income. They were for the working person, remember? Now, working people are fools.
Yeah.
They are calling parents terrorists because they want to know what's being taught to their children. And what's not being taught to the children is their history, their constitution. They're not being taught math or reading either. They're going to need all those skills. All they're doing is teaching these children to be little leftist activists. And it's not the kids' fault. They only know what they're taught.
If you complain about your kids getting raped in school, then that's considered an issue too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a Nazi if you have a problem with that.
Or if you make fun of a kid wearing a cat outfit and say something rude to him, then you're the one that gets kicked out of school, not the stupid kid wearing the cat outfit. That actually happened to a friend of mine's grandkid.
Yeah, well, if I was a teacher and one of those Furby kids came into my classroom and they were demanding me put up a litter box and talk to them and meow, I'd be like, no, I'm here to educate children, not house pets. Get it out of here. Or everybody can bring their pets to school.
Okay, well, listen, back on the subject of the week. One of our friends is big into financial stuff, and she's saying there's a large slowdown of trucks. They're unable to get loads or something. So, but not only that, but with everything else going on, I hope everybody's got, you know, a couple of months of food and water in their house or somewhat prepared to be stranded. I'm sure most of our listeners are on the same kind of wavelength we are.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of trucks being held up now with pharmaceuticals because Walgreens pharmacists are on strike.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the UAW is having rolling strikes. So that's stopping a lot of stuff.
How do you thought the UAW stood for you ain't working?
Yeah, you ain't working. It's kind of what it does stand for. But also, with all this war going on now, you got blockades in the Mediterranean. You got blockades of grain in, like, the Ukraine and up in the Baltic areas. You got blockades of rice coming out of Asia. They got blockades around Taiwan, so electronics and things, you know, shoes, things like that being made in Taiwan, you're not getting those because that's all getting slowed down. There's a lot of, and just in this country, people are running out of money. They're not selling a lot of products, so they're not delivering a lot of product. You know, there's a lot of things you can't get now. See the shelves in even a Walmart. Half of the shelves are bare.
Well, I haven't seen that. Now,
down here they are.
Yesterday, and they had hardly any Campbell's soup, hardly any. The off-brand, they didn't even have the off-brand. And I was like, holy cow. I mean, usually the soup aisle is just loaded.
Well, they haven't, the stalkers spread stuff out, so it looks like the store is full. But people are having a hard time finding a lot of items. Frozen carrots. Very hard to find frozen carrots right now.
Oh, I never tried.
Now they get the bags of vegetables and stuff. Carrots, this and that seems to be a little bit of a shortage going on. Not in Florida, but other places.
So this isn't frozen stuff or anything, but one of our sponsors is Marty.com. And if you use our link, Marty.com/Freedomizer, you get $10 off your first order. It's a lot of organic canned goods and box stuff that you could put in the pantry and use as far as your preps go. And most, like I said, most of it's organic. The prices are really good. I recommend it. Mm. Marty, MARTIE.com/Freedomizer.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know.
Hey, Joanne, I found three stories here.
What you got?
Hamas was training BLM.
Yes.
Huh.
A couple years ago.
I kind of remember something about that.
Yep, they were over there training them in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, I remember there was a trip over there and everybody was losing their mind and then that fell right off the radar.
Story
what were they doing over in Palestine?
Yeah. Story number two. Did you see Joe Biden's brother? They found his picture in a gay porn dating site.
I saw that on the Gateway Pundit yesterday.
Unbelievable. That family is so messed up.
Yeah.
Story number three, the gun charges on Hunter, it was the old original charges that were dropped. The new charges still stay.
They'll be dropped, too. They'll claim double jeopardy. And
the fourth story is, remember the guy in Philadelphia that got shot by that black guy? Did you see that in the news?
Which one?
The guy was with his girlfriend, and he went by, this black guy went by him, and he got in an argument. The guy shot him right there in the street.
Saw that. They were coming back from a wedding or something.
Yeah, here's the story
behind
the story.
And the woman wouldn't even give a description because she didn't want a stereotype.
The man molested that black guy for years. Started out as a teenager.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Which
that
one was molested, the shooter or the shootee?
The shooter. The shooter got molested by the guy that he shot.
Ah, so it wasn't a random killing.
No.
And
so
remember, the girlfriend was such a liberal, she didn't want to stereotype the prep. Wow.
Or maybe she recognized the black guy and was going to act like that because she didn't want the story coming out.
Yeah.
I look for these stories. Very interesting.
Wow, what a twist on that. Send that to me, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to bring something else up, Joanne.
Sure.
So why is it that the CIA director talked about trying to assassinate Tommy Tuberville?
Yeah, did you see that? Yeah, General Hayden, Michael Hayden, he worked for Obama, and he was working for Biden. But somebody said something about taking him out of the race, and Hayden said, yeah, the human race. That's a threat. When the head of the CIA is talking about taking you out of the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wanted him to, they said somebody, you know, they should just take him out of the race for, what's it, Senator? And he said, yeah, the human race.
And do you know why?
No.
Tuberville is holding up any military promotions. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And he's not approving them because of the Defense Department sponsoring abortion.
Yeah, well, the Defense Department shouldn't be sponsoring abortion.
So that's why
they
don't like Tuberville.
Well, God help him if he's against trans and whatever you call yourself, that general part, the whoever he she it is. Golly,
as far as I know, it's not the CIA's place to demand that people in Senate get assassinated for their political beliefs.
Right. Yeah, coming from him, that's a serious threat. That's not something that should be taken lightly. It should never be allowed because that's nothing to joke about. He can't say, I was just kidding or I was just, you know, an off-the-cuff remark. No, not from the head of the CIA. No, You don't take him out of the human race. And what it is they want the military to pay for across state lines transportation to go get abortions. Like if they're in a state that they have a cutoff of, say, 15 weeks, and you want an abortion after that, you broke up with your boyfriend, now you don't want the baby anymore, and you're 7 months pregnant. They don't want the military paying for these people to go over state lines to go get late-term abortions.
Well, I mean, we pay for them to have a sex change.
Yeah, well, then we don't want that either.
Yeah.
But and now you got to pay cab fare. You got to pay an Uber for them to go get an abortion.
There's so much goes on behind the scenes that we don't even know. There's just so much you could, even if you read the minutes of every minute of every day in Congress, we still wouldn't know.
You know, there are ways to avoid getting pregnant.
Yeah,
and
sure are. I managed for a long time.
Yeah, and for, you know, it can be done for free. At the health clinics, they'll give you condoms, they'll give you birth control pills. Walgreens and CVS, they'll give you free birth control pills.
Oh, I know,
and
Joanne and JoJo and Joe, that there's no law in the books that says that you're required by law to have sex.
No.
Correct.
That's also a personal choice. So, you know, unless you're raped.
Yeah.
And then there's laws against rape, so, you know, there's other protocols you can do. But they also have a morning after pill, which is the equivalent
yep.
of 10 birth control people, 10 birth control
yep.
pills people.
Yep.
So
that
if you
accurate.
Can't get the morning after pill and you have a packet of birth control pills, it's the equivalent of 10. And you'll get your period. Even if you didn't get pregnant. That's a morning after pill. You know you had sex within a certain
mm-hmm.
amount of time. You know, and that's...
Yeah. Yeah, in the ER, when we work a rape, that's one of... They get all the antibiotics for STDs, and they get tested for STDs, and they get a morning after pill.
Right. So, there's, you know, there's other options. You know, but if you were raped or it's incest or it's going to take the life of the mother to remain pregnant, like an ectopic pregnancy, a tubal pregnancy, the baby's never going to make it to term, and it could kill the mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, it
you
would
know,
kill the mother.
Yeah, it's going to rupture an artery and the mother's going to be dead. You cannot carry a baby in your tube, and sometimes that happens. So... You know, those are considerations that are put into these abortion bills, rape, incest, and saving the life of a mother.
Yeah.
And then there's a cutoff date.
Yeah, I'm going to sign off because I need to go ahead and get ready for bed because, you know, I'm an early riser. And thank you, Proof, for letting me be on your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. Call back anytime.
I will.
Love
I'll talk to
you
later, Joanne. All
right, JoJo. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sleep
all right.
Well.
Goodbye.
All right. I have one clip I wanted to play today. It is a little lengthy. It's about 17 minutes, but there's this street preacher that I watch on YouTube, and he's talking about something that most people missed in this Hamas-Israel war. And I thought it was relevant. So I'm going to go ahead and handle that. All right, I'm going to play now.
Watch very carefully, because this prediction was made on the 22nd of September.
We'll build a new corridor of peace and prosperity that connects Asia through the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Israel, to Europe. I believe that a real path towards a genuine peace with our Palestinian neighbors can finally be achieved.
But this is what happened just 15 days later.
We look at that video again. You can see that there's a man who is looking up into the sky. He's seen something. Now, we don't know exactly what he's looking at.
Israel is at war.
Israel says it's at war.
Israel has declared war.
It represents the biggest loss of life in a single day in Israeli history.
But though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it.
Now, take a look at this prediction made in the Bible. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them.
I am going to get some hate for saying this, but even though I'm a man who enjoys reading the signs, I believe that most people are missing the point. Later, we will actually look at Russia, Iran, and Israel, but that isn't the point. The main point is not thinking whether this is Ezekiel 38 unfolding. The main point is not what the other side are claiming, where they're saying there's been conflicts in Israel for 70 years. Couldn't this just be another conflict? The main point isn't saying that this is God's people and this is God's nation. No, the main point is this. Whilst you and I, in comfort, sit in our armchairs debating all these different scriptures, there are real people right now who are hurting. And their cries are being heard from God in heaven. And as we debate about all of these things, there are real people who are dying. I will show you why Russia and Iran joining forces, as we've been hearing in the news, could actually be bad news for Israel. But first, I really need to say this. About an hour ago, I rang up my friend and I asked him whether I should make this video. You see, my fear is exactly what I've just said. Whilst we're arguing about all of these different things, there are real people who are struggling, who are crying out for help. And I don't want in any part to benefit from making a video of this. Even though I don't monetize, I don't want any part of me to sort of get views or to preach my message off the back of what is happening. And I expected, after telling my mentor and friend all of this, he'd say, yes, Joe, I agree. I think we better give this one a miss. But instead, he said this. Imagine there are 1,000 cars on the motorway and they've all broken down. Does that mean that we ignore the one mechanic who can fix them? And ultimately, my dear friends, there is only one person who can give us hope in this situation. There is one person who can shine light in the darkness, and that is the man, Jesus Christ. But you say to me, okay, Joe, if God can hear the cries of all of these people, why doesn't he stop all of the pain in Israel? Well, the answer is very simple, but most people won't take it. God did not create us like robots or chess pieces where he could move us about or play us like a game. No, he gave us free will. He gave us choices so we can choose to love people or we can choose to hate people. And very sadly, what's going on in the East is the latter side of that. Jesus Christ himself said, love your enemies. And if all the men in Israel, in Palestine, around the world, the people who are hurting those in Armenia, if all those people loved their enemies, would we have all of this pain that we're seeing right now? I don't mean to kick a hornet's nest, but I do believe that this needs to be said. I myself, even before all this happened, made a habit of praying for peace in Jerusalem. I want you to know that first. I want you to know that I long for the day when God takes his hands on Israel and he shows them the true Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and there'll be a great revival when God brings his people back to himself. I want you to know I love the people of Israel. I love God's chosen people, and I hope to visit the city of Jerusalem. But I also want you to know this. I also love the people of Palestine too. How can I say that? Because I know that Jesus loves the people of Palestine too. When Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world, world means world, all means all. And I believe that when Jesus Christ put himself on that cross, when he willingly laid down his life, he had a foreknowledge. He knew all the sins of the world, even the sins of Hamas, all those horrible crimes that we've seen on the internet. He knew that those sins would be transferred into his account. And when he held out his arms, when he had his beard plucked out, when he had a crown of thorns smashed into his skull, when he had nails driven through his hands and his feet, he knew he would take that suffering, that condemnation for the sins of all of the world. Why? Because he loves people. And that's why I, as a Christian, am also called to love people. And you might say to me, Joe, I don't like that gospel that you preached. Well, my friend, it's the only gospel that we have. That the Lord Jesus Christ will save anyone who is willing to turn from their sins, willing to ask for forgiveness, to cry out to the Son of God. He'll save anyone. And Hamas, if they turn and if they come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if they see the light of the Lord Jesus, they have just as much right to salvation and forgiveness as anyone else who can hear my voice in this video right now. And I know this might be wishful thinking, but I personally believe we should not only pray for peace in Jerusalem, but we should pray for all those angry men to put down their hate and to pick up a Bible and to find out about the love of God and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on a cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that gives every man hope that we can beat our death and have a hope beyond the grave if we'll let him
save us. Before we study the prediction in the Bible about Iran, Russia and Israel, I want to show you a very moving clip that has been circulating on social media. It's about a man called Yoni Asher. And very sadly, when Yoni was away from his family, his wife, his mother-in-law and his two daughters, who were 5 and 3 years old, were taken by Hamas. And in this video, he pleads with Hamas. Well, listen to what he has to say.
I want to ask of Hamas, don't hurt them. Don't hurt little children. Don't hurt women. If you want me instead, I'm willing to come.
And really, the love of that father just sums up everything I've been trying to say. If you yourself have children, you will know that you would do anything for your children. You would even lay down your life. And that's exactly what Jesus did, because Jesus has a deep love for us and wants us to be God's children. Christ himself said, greater love hath no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. And on the cross, Jesus Christ said, take me. You do realize it should have been you on that cross. You do realize it should have been you who stood there condemned, and you should have been taking the price for your own sins. But Jesus said, no, I will take that price. Even though Jesus was in safety, total safety in heaven, he came down to a world that he knew would scorn him, reject him, and put him on that cruel cross. But he did that because he loves you, and he wants you to be forgiven and to be saved. And he laid down his life in love for you. The internet has shown us that there are a lot of teams that are forming, either your team Palestine or your team Israel. Well, really, as much as we might want to take sides in this, the only sides that matter is, are you of Jesus Christ or are you of the devil? Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? And only you can answer that question. So don't let all of these things distract you from the immediate question right now. Because everyone is fighting over this holy city of Jerusalem. But ultimately, Jerusalem holds a power. Why? Because one day, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will return to Jerusalem and he will set up his kingdom. And I've got to know, are you going to be on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns? Now, as I've just said already, we don't know. This could be happening right now. This could be serious signs, and the Bible could be coming alive right before our faces. But at the same time, as others have already said, there has been conflict in Israel since 1948. Since Israel was re-established, there's been problems there going on ever since. So just watch this with caution.
Condemnation and condolences poured in from around the world, but not from Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Now, in his first comments, instead of empathy, Putin blasting the U.S.
This is a clear example of the failure of the United States policy in the Middle East, which tried to monopolize any settlement between Israelis and Palestinians.
Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. Okay, there's a lot of unique names in that verse, so let me try and break it down for you. The word Gog means ruler, and Gog was the ruler over the land of Magog. Now here's where it gets very interesting. There was an ancient historian, a man called Herodotus, and Herodotus lived 500 years before the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believed that the land of Magog was inhabited by these people called the Scythians. Josephus, who you might have heard of, who was a Jewish historian, also affirmed this view. Now, who are the modern-day Scythians? Well, if you track back the ancestry of the Scythians, who are you left with? It's those who are from the Ukraine and those who are from Russia. So what about the other three names? Well, the word Rosh is kind of obvious, isn't it? It's the ancient name for Russia. And then we've got Meshach. Well, some Bible scholars believe that Meshach is the ancient name for Moscow. And then we've got Tubal, where some believe that could be referring to the Russian town called Tobolsk. The prophecy continues, I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen. So here in the book of Ezekiel, we read about the prince of Rosh, who wanted to invade God's blessed nation, the people of Israel. And just when the prince of Rosh thought he was the boss, the Bible sort of paints this vivid picture. Just like a fish leaves the safety of its home because it sees this enticing bait, and it bites onto it, only to realize it's been hooked onto a cold,
cruel barb. Well, the same picture is here. The Prince of Rosh. He sees this enticing opportunity, this chance to conquer a new nation, to have more land, more plunder. And what happens? He takes a vast army out with him, and then the Lord God hooks him with his very jaw. And just as the Prince of Rosh thinks he's the boss, God shows him just how weak the world of men really are. But the scary truth is this. Nothing unifies more than war. What do you mean by that, Joe? Well, if there's a group of countries that hate another country more than they hate one another, you'll soon see that alliances start to form. And the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel that when the Prince of Rosh decides that he's going to invade Israel, he's going to expand his borders. He's going to have alliances with the people of Libya. He's going to form peace talks with the people of Turkey. He's going to get Iran on his side. He's going to get Ethiopia on his side, and they will form this one big vast army. They can go for God's people, the people of Israel. The prophecy states that the Prince of Rosh will attack a defenseless city, a city that has known safety for many, many years. And just when they'd let their defenses down, just when they'd listened to the lies of the government that now they were in an era of peace, just when they put all of their walls down and they thought everything was okay, that is the moment when Gog will surprise them and plunder the land. The Bible says when this happens, Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, and all their young lions will say to you, "Have you come to take plunder?" So in other words, the countries in the West will protest and say, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this to this innocent people? Leave them alone. Stop stealing from their land. Let them be in peace." The Bible says that when the Prince of Rosh arrives in Israel, suddenly the Lord's wrath is going to be kindled. He's going to pour down judgment, and there is going to be the most powerful earthquake that the earth has ever seen. The whole of the world will be shaken, and suddenly hail will fall down from the earth. Fire and brimstone will come down. There'll be pestilence, there'll be plagues, and the mountains, it says, will be broken up. They'll fall down because of the weight, because of the power of the earth being shaken by the Lord. And at this very time, the Bible says that brother will turn upon brother. In other words, the armies of Gog will turn on one another, and they'll fight against each other, and there'll be a civil war until they destroy themselves. And then the scripture says that the birds of the air will come down, and they will see this great, vast amount of bodies, this plethora of carcasses, and the birds of the air will come down and feast on the flesh of those men who thought it was wise to profane the name of the holy Lord God of Israel. But hey now, here's another fascinating theory, and you tell me if you think it's credible or not. In Ezekiel chapter 39, it says it will take 7 months for the people to bury the bodies of the armies of Gog. 7 months. But not anyone can bury the bodies. In fact, it says there will be people who will be employed specially to bury these bodies. They will be official buriers, if you like. And if any man, any woman sees a bone, they've got to put a marker next to the bone, and they mustn't touch the body as a way of cleansing the land. And when you look at that, you think, well, that's not very practical, is it? No wonder it's going to take 7 months. Why couldn't the others just help bury the bodies? Well, the reason could be this. Again, it's just a theory. But could it be if nuclear weapons are involved? Touching a body could be very, very dangerous, because that body would be radioactive, and you too could very easily get contaminated by radioactive material. So it would need the right people, the official people, to deal with the body in hazmat suits, so not to spread the dangerous radioactive chemicals. So, here's the answer you've all been waiting for. Can we say that the Prince of Rosh, Gog if you like, is the President of Russia that we're currently seeing now? Do I believe the events that are happening in the Ukraine and that are happening in Russia right now, is that Ezekiel 38 unfolding before our eyes? Well, I could be totally wrong about this, and you know me by now. I'm not the authority to speak on these kind of things, but really, when I look at it, I don't know. The only way I think we'll ultimately know is when Russia invades Israel. I personally do believe that the Prince of Rosh will be a President of Russia. Whether it's the current President of Russia, I really don't know yet. And until we as the body of Christ see it together, I think we won't know for sure. I want to remind you that the scripture says this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. And if you're the only person who believes this particular interpretation about scripture, I'd say maybe that's a warning sign. And perhaps it's not come from the Lord, but it's come from your own imagination.
You probably can tell that this video is a little bit more unscripted than my other videos. I have rushed it, the rain's about to come, it's getting dark right now, so forgive me if there are any mistakes. But there's one more thing I really feel the Lord would have me to say, and it's this. As we've talked about, these people in Israel, before anything else, they're real people who God loves. But I also want to tell you about a voiceless country, which for some reason the reporters, the news stations, have barely covered at all, and that's the people of Armenia. So I believe we are called now to help the people of Israel in whatever way we can, but I also say, please, do not forget the people of Armenia. Pray for them and help them in whatever way you can. And if you are someone who finds these things interesting, you want to learn more about the biblical signs in the Bible, I've got a whole bunch of videos here. Maybe check them out if you've got a spare moment.
All right. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure I got that out today. So thank you.
That was really interesting. That was really interesting, Ezekiel 38, huh? I wrote it down. Now, he talks about Russia invading Israel. I wonder if it's Russia or a Russia proxy that would still be considered Russia, right? Like Hezbollah attacking Israel, that would be Iran, wouldn't it? And Iran and Russia have bodied up, too.
That's a good question.
That earthquake. That earthquake, I'm wondering if it isn't a bunker buster.
And Turkey's coming into the picture, too.
Yeah.
Tagorma.
Yeah, Erdogan can't have anything going on in the Middle East without him opening his mouth. Now, it was good that Egypt and Jordan and the Arabs all said, you know, they said, oh, yeah, Israel's bad and all that, but they said that they're not going to get involved in it. So that Abraham Accord will be holding up. That's good. A Muslim will not fight another Muslim on behalf of an infidel, but they can stay out of it. So, you know, that's better than nothing. That's better than getting involved and jumping in. So there's that. I'm glad that Trump made all those agreements. Boy, he's a man of vision, because right now, hopefully those agreements will hold, because now this is the test. And I don't, you know, the Arabs, the Egyptians, they've gone through so much with their own revolution twice, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and then al-Sisi coming into power. Because the people, you know, threw out the Muslim Brotherhood. First they threw out Mubarak, because Obama wanted to install that Muslim Brotherhood. And then the people realized the Muslim Brotherhood were bad, and they threw them out and put in al-Sisi. So they've been through a lot, and they need friends. And Israel would be a good friend for them to have. Their borders touch. Lebanon, they don't want to make friends with Israel, but they don't want to fight with Israel either. That Hezbollah, that's a faction. And as soon as they lobbed their rockets, Israel just exploded, just sent rockets right back to where those ones had come from. So they backed off. Bahrain, Qatar, Jordan, Egypt, the Arabs, the Saudis, they condemned Israel, of course. But on the other hand, they said they're staying out of it, too.
Hmm.
So that's good. But this is different. And now John Kirby just said that they've known about it for a year. What's her name there? Laura Logan said, well, we now know that our government's being run by communists. We know our government's funding a communist country, Ukraine. We know this communist government gave Iran and Palestine funds. Now we know that they planned the attack on Israel for an entire year, according to Kirby. And we know that our government knew and didn't try to stop it. So Glenn might be right. Glenn Beck, she was talking about, she said that he might have been right. It may have been an attempt at another Holocaust, because the communists are on the rise around the world. That's true. And the more money we feed into Ukraine, the more communism we got. He said he's going to stay president until after the war. He wants eternal war. He wants, if he loses this war against Russia, he wants a favored status from NATO, or he wants to turn Ukraine over to Poland to become part of Poland and have Poland annex it, and then it's still a NATO country. So that would absolutely piss off Russia. That really would piss off Russia. But who is this guy to think that he can just turn over a whole country over to another country and call himself president for life? And he's running around the world with a tin cup. And they've been provoking Russia right along. The United States, Obama provoked Russia constantly. Biden provoked him. The Clintons provoked him. But they'll take Russian money, Russian oligarchs' money, on the side deals. But, you know, that's something to really think about. And they said that an earthquake, that the whole world would feel, that, you know, might come from blowing up a nuclear reactor in Iran. And I think that would be the final goal for a lot of people. You know, all the globalists, I don't think they want Iran to have nukes.
Yeah, but I don't think Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, I don't think they mind.
No, we just found out that Joe Biden's holding secret nuclear talks behind everybody's back with Iran. That's why he's not bringing it up. That's
right.
Why he's not connecting the dots from these attacks on Israel to Iran. He doesn't want to blow some secret deal he's working on. He can't make a deal. He just gave him $6 billion for five hostages. And he gave him five hostages. And then two of the people that he was giving back to Iran don't want to leave. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, two of them don't want to leave. They're fighting getting sent back to Iran. He's giving them back. People don't even want to go back. So what's that all about? He was just looking for reasons to free up that money. And those weapons that he left in Afghanistan are showing up, killing Israelis. And some of the weapons from Ukraine are showing up over there in Gaza, too. And those rockets, he's got medium-range rockets, but they're longer range than the Palestinians have ever had. So I'd like to see all the serial numbers on these rockets. Where did they come from? What are the markings on these rockets? The Iron Dome's taking them down, so you know they're falling all over the ground. I'm sure there'll be markings on them. Are they Russian weapons? Are they Libyan weapons? Are they American weapons? British weapons? Where are these rockets coming from? They didn't just build them. And to move that type of weaponry, those intelligence agencies had to know. You know, if you've got somebody running around the world looking to buy rockets, those aren't the easiest things to come by. People pay attention to that type of stuff. They know who's moving weapons like that. But they're so worried about the guy being mad at the school board meeting that they got to focus on stupid things like that. And they said that the Hamas had been working on that for a year.
But let me
How
ask
you, know
you though,
that?
Joanne. Oh, look at all those U.S. military bases all around that area, and they said they knew it for a year.
So they let it happen?
Yes.
You don't try to prevent something like that? No, because these people are bloodthirsty warmongers. War is money for those people. War is jobs and money and special bonuses and contracts. and finder's fees, everything. You know, you got to stop making artillery again. That's government contracts, and everybody gets a piece. Before a dollar is spent on buying material, everybody's paid off. You know, it's like building something in New York. Before you lay in a yard of concrete, you've paid off a whole lot of people. You know, these contracts. Plus, that's job security. You know, if you don't need as big a defense department, then, you know, you can get your budget cut and start laying off. They can't fire these people, but they can lay them off. So that's the way to do it. Stop the money. Get them laid off. We got to change that rule, too. You know, there should be some expectations for job quality on our employees. You can't just say, okay, you're a civil servant, now we can't fire you for any reason.
Yeah, but some areas are just hiring illegals for that now.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're trying to encourage you to hire illegals in places like New York.
Oh, they were trying to force Elon Musk to hire illegals. They want to look into Twitter and SpaceX because he's not hiring illegals.
Yeah, well, he said it's illegal to hire illegals. He's going by the law that's on the books.
Yes, but that doesn't stop them.
Because if he defies that, then they're going to get him for that, right?
Yes.
So, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, it just goes to show who's the communist nation.
Mm-hmm.
We're more communist than Russia now, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like somebody just tried to talk and I missed it.
Hey, Joanne. I've been seeing reports over the last 2 days that Egypt tried to warm Israel. They knew it was going to happen.
Yeah?
What's going on there?
Right? Why was this ignored? Is this a way to get to Iran to blow up that nuclear power plant? If you let that happen and you know Iran's behind it and the whole world is with you and you're justified, you can take out that nuclear reactor. No one's going to say boo to them right now. Maybe it was allowed to. It's going to be stopped. It's not going to continue. And it kills two birds with one stone. You can get rid of Hamas. You can keep Hezbollah in their place and tell them don't even bother. You got all these agreements with everybody around your neighbors, the Egyptians and the Saudis and everybody. They all knew. And then none of them like Iran, and none of them want Iran to be a nuclear power. Even the king, Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi Arabian king, the one that was saved from assassination over here in Las Vegas. Yeah, he said, they asked him about Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and he said, if Iran gets one, we're going to have to get one too. And the reporter just looked at him in shock and said, why? He said, do you not understand why? And that was the end of that. But, yeah, nobody wants Iran to have a nuke. And there's always a bigger reason. And they will. They'll sacrifice a whole bunch of people if they have to. But this is depraved. You know, those people, they did this attack, and the people that allowed it are just as depraved. But, you know, if you follow it to a bigger picture and look ahead a little bit, this could be exactly what that audio we just heard is about, an Iran nuclear weapon. Nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Nobody wants North Korea to have a nuclear weapon.
Except for Obama, who cut a deal to make that happen.
Yeah. and they're on Iran is on the verge of having it. They're on the verge of doing that, what they do to the uranium there.
A couple months ago.
You remember who sold North Korea their first nuclear bomb, right?
Who?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh.
Brother.
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton sold them Uranium One, which is
yes.
in the desert.
In Oregon.
Yeah, oh, in Oregon. Whatever, I know there's a big thing going on about it right now. But yeah, Russia owns that Uranium One.
Yeah, but Trump's the Russian asset, allegedly.
Right. What is it they do to the uranium to bring it up to the quality it needs to be for a bomb?
I wouldn't know the first thing about that stuff.
Yeah, there's a word for it. I know it like I know my own name, but I can't think of it right now. And they send it through the centrifuges, and they... Oh, my goodness.
I don't know the first thing about enriching uranium.
Enriching uranium, that's it.
Oh, all right. So then I knew.
That's the word, enriching. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, so they've enriched it up to where it is probably now viable enough for that nuclear weapon they want. And remember when Bibi Netanyahu came to Congress and he brought his little bomb on his whiteboard? And he showed us, you know, you are here, and this is where Iran is, and by this time, in a couple of years, they're going to be up here, and this is right in that timeline. But allowing this to happen, that's punk in the world.
See, I think they allowed it to happen personally, but I don't have anything other than gut feeling on that, so.
Well, John Kirby just admitted that they've known about it for a year.
Yeah.
He just said that Hamas had been working on this plan for a year. When did he know that? And then Joe says the Egyptians tried to warn them that Hamas was up to something. And we all know you can't move that type of weaponry without being noticed. You know,
but
you
nobody's
notice
questioning Brandon leaving those weapons in Afghanistan, though.
No, well, I mean, he had a plan for those, too. He knew what they were going to be used for. There's a picture of a bunch of trucks headed towards the border. They're trying to say it's the Egyptians headed towards the Israel border. I saw that same video a while ago, and it was the Toyota trucks that we left behind in Afghanistan.
Yes.
So there's some old video going around, but they're trying to say it's the Egyptians now, and it isn't. Because I remember seeing that. They were showing off the Toyotas that we left in Afghanistan. This is the Obama Middle East policy going on. It's not Biden, it's Obama. Remember how we left Iraq?
So my whole question on this, though, is what if Michael Robinson does not want the job as president? Then how are they going to keep Barry's fourth term? Because I don't think Gruesome, while Gruesome will do a lot, I don't think he's willing to take orders from Barry.
No, he's a pretty boy, and he thinks too highly of himself to take orders from Barry.
Exactly.
Yes. Michelle would be the only one cooperating. She's already, Valerie Jarrett's already her handler. So there would be no change. There would be no change in anything, even the staff.
Yeah,
and
the only change is that whatever happens, they could blame Brandon 100%.
And look at how often Brandon shows up for work. Michelle would hardly even have to be there.
Yeah. Well, look at how often Zelensky shows up for work in the Ukraine. He spends more time here probably than in his own country.
You know, he's got a nice mansion in Miami.
Yeah. But Tucker Carlson gets threatened if he tries to interview Putin.
Right? Somebody should interview Putin. Somebody should. I'd interview him. You know, we're hearing all kinds of stuff, but we're not hearing from him. I'd like to hear directly from him. You know,
yeah, I always thought,
Biden,
Joanne, that it's okay to interview your enemies.
Of course you got to interview your enemies. You got to figure out where the common ground is. There's three sides to every story. His side, and the truth.
Yeah.
So if you can get to the middle ground. Trump wrote the art of the deal. And he said, in every agreement, both parties end up getting 80% of what they had wanted to achieve. There's always going to be that 20% that they're never going to agree on. But this one's 20% is going to be a little different than the other one's 20%. So any deal that you make, when you come out with 80% or better of what you wanted, that's a good deal. And that's how you negotiate things. You know, you got to give a little, take a little. You got to see what's on their mind. You got to first hear them out. You know, for your offer and your counteroffer. You're not going to negotiate. How come Joe Biden is saying Israel has to negotiate peace? But he hasn't said that to Ukraine.
He hasn't said that to Hamas either, though.
No. He'll never say it to Hamas. He's trying to work out a deal with Iran. He's got some side thing going on. All right, now, the White House corrects President Biden, says he did not actually see confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children, as he claimed while meeting with the Jewish community on Wednesday. No, they didn't show it to him. They just told him to talk about it. We saw them. The kids on TikTok saw them because they were flashing it at that Chicago pro-Palestinian rally. He was showing, some rabbi was saying that those kids were wrong, and he showed them the picture of the beheaded babies. He said, that's your boy right there. That your boy? And the rabbi had to look away. But if you stop the film right there, he's showing them a picture of a beheaded baby, a bunch of them.
And I just can't believe people are proud of that.
No, that kid, he was a young kid, too. He looked about 17, 18 years old. And he was shoving it in that rabbi's face at that Chicago pro-Palestinian rally.
It's just sad to me where you can have babies in incubators getting killed and people are celebrating that.
Yeah, you know, and that proves that what we talked about earlier on the show, we were right. Because if Kirby's admitting to that had been in planning for a year, that tells you that the factions here in the United States, the BLMs and the Soros groups and the Antifas and all them, they knew about it too. They had plenty of time to organize big rallies like that and pre-print those signs and order all those Palestinian flags. They knew that was going down.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed it. This world is sick.
So it's like they're trying to bring the black people and the Democrat Party into... Well, in that case, that makes them the National Socialists,
right?
Or the Nazis, because the if they're trying to tie black people into it, that's like the Germans going after the. It's the same people. It's just that you trade out Germans for Islams.
Yeah, but they do this every election season too.
Mm-hmm.
They get everybody all riled up. Now they got the Muslims riled up. They had the Hispanics riled up. They got the black people screaming now. You saw the people in Chicago going against Biden because of the immigrants. They always got these favorite groups, and they're playing us against each other and dehumanizing each other. When they call you a Nazi, well, it's okay to kill you because Nazis are bad. Or you're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. You're a mega. You're a deplorable. Well, deplorables are bad and terrorists are bad, so it's okay to hate them, so it's okay to hurt them. They're trying to pit us against each other.
Oh, I know.
We are not each other's enemy. And they're showing this, and they're pumping it into our heads. They want us all bloodthirsty here. They're trying to enrage us all. And that explains their national test, too. Because you know damn well we're going to get invaded. We've already been invaded. Now they're going to activate.
And what if they try to come back and say that they knew a certain city was about to get invaded?
Right. Of course they know. They're the ones doing the invading. This is getting really scary. You know, people would have thought we were crazy. And now it's playing out. Every single thing we did, every person that we investigated, every one of these communists, they're all still in the picture, and they have escalated. They think that they have already overthrown us. Remember, we talked about it doesn't matter if you believe you're in a revolution. They believe they're in one.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what you think. And we were right. These people are full-blown revolution against the United States and Israel and anybody who would dare be our ally. They have shut down our energy, and they have invaded our country. They put us in a bad spot. Good night, everybody. See you next Wednesday. Thank you, Proof. Thank you, Bianchi, Joe, JoJo.
Bye.
I love you all. Good night.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have to get out of here. Our time is up. Please support the other shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here. Please check the schedule to find the other shows. Until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am...